You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
The slow and beautiful fade of fucking Deepu. Deepu takes sand as water and makes a castle.
Was that a Middle Eastern reference?
I think it's just a glass making reference.
Hey. How we doing, fellas?
Good.
Oh. Good, man.
All right, keep it down.
I've never been better.
Well.
Oh, a guy was dead on the train on the
Jesus
way here.
Christ,
I'm too hot.
Screaming.
Yeah, I'm reverberating.
He's dead?
Jesus.
A guy died on the train I was on, the E train.
You saw him?
Dead.
You saw the guy.
I saw the guy. I don't know if he's dead. The dead part, I made my own assessment. But would you just turn me off?
No, I got you. Dude, let me just do what I do, okay?
I'm turning my can back up.
Yeah, turn your
cans
up.
There we are.
Well, you're a real radio pro.
Yeah. Well, there's a dead guy on the E train.
Wow.
Really? Big African-American man laying out dead. They entered the whole train.
How do you know he's dead?
I don't know. He's dead. I just said that. I'm trying to spice up the listeners here. Trying to get
sleeper.
Their ratings up.
Not the listeners. The podcast. Yeah. For the listeners.
Was his shit white? Is that why he was dead? Is that the thing?
He was laying down on the ground. Hey, DL.
Hey, the black guy's late.
Oh, come on, Robert.
He took the E train.
Jesus
he was having
Christ.
A nap.
Were you on the E?
That's what's going to make this better, yeah.
There was a dead guy on the E train.
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
Damian Lemon in the house. Now, this is a good crew. This is who's booking now? This is good.
This is
we had some real shit
Scopo,
bookings
right?
for a while there.
Why don't you back off the mic a little? You're the only one that gets too hot because your mouth fits
well,
on the mic.
You got to turn it down. You tell me to eat the mic. I'm on the mic.
I told him to eat the mic.
You tell everyone to eat the mic for 6 years now.
Well, I don't want you to eat the mic.
I can't. It literally will not fit in my mouth.
His mouth is too small.
Sean actually is going to try to eat the mic. It smells like cookies.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. Oh, that's my beard. That smells like cookies. There it is.
Hey, does your beard smell like food? Like sometimes,
of course.
Now, here's my real question:
if I eat pizza, it smells like pizza
about,
the rest of the day.
Okay, how about pussy?
Yeah. But you know, I'm the kind of, I shower right after
so,
I do that.
But there's got to be
pussy.
There's got to be a time when you ate pussy and you couldn't shower right after. Do you have to go wash your beard, or do you ever just let it sit for a fucking day?
Well, you kind of let it marinate for a while. Yeah.
Does it smell?
It smells. Yeah.
Does it now? Would pussy change the color of your beard? Like cigarettes?
Yeah, it becomes purple. Yeah, it's like an indicator. Yeah, it's like when you piss in the pool and you have that coloring stuff that comes up.
I think that stuff's a myth, right?
Okay, cool.
Hang on, where
Shit.
Is that? Oh, the box. Oh. Right away.
I liked it, but isn't that thing? That's a myth, right?
That's
never
why it's not
that's
funny. That's a myth.
It was in the movie.
What movie?
Yeah, that's like saying like the dragons when they fly over. What? It doesn't exist. I'll take that.
That was that fast, really?
Yeah. That was one of the quickest.
The shortest bomb.
Dude,
yeah.
I'm the fastest bomber in the West. Apparently you don't know who you're dealing with.
Wait, so let me ask you this, Joe. So that they cleared everybody off the train, so the guy probably was dead.
Hang on.
I don't know.
We didn't switch it. I'm sorry.
Well, you're talking about something that we talked about off air, and you're bringing it on air like everybody heard it.
No,
we
were
just talking about
it. It was on air.
It's the first thing we said.
I'm losing my mind.
But I mean,
minute,
I will
wait,
say.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
He opened
yes.
with it. Yeah,
we were just talking about
it. Oh yeah, sorry. And then Damien
and then he had the good one.
I blame Damien. You all right?
See, he's dying. I tell
you. Maybe there's an African American epidemic happening. If you fall to the ground, man.
I don't like
this guy. Was
Damien's like half in shape?
Half on my way. My torso has no point of view.
Yeah. I just noticed that about you. I've always thought you were in shape. Nah. Like upstairs is kind of not done.
Nervous.
Yeah, you got kid dynamite arms.
Hilarious.
Anyways, the guy was laid out, no movement.
He's going back to the story.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I got a dead guy. You guys aren't topping it. If we went to this pussy beard thing, that was fun for a second. Then we went to pool pissing, but I still have the Trump card.
How about Damien's torso? That was good for a second.
It was good, but it doesn't have that much legs.
Dynamite
the body, I mean.
I like.
All three of us just made the same joke at the same time. That was fun.
All right, so first, let me introduce you. You know how I roll this.
My name is Humpty, pronounced with an umpty.
Joe, you have the same nose. Joe List.
That hurts my feelings.
Oh, come on.
I think you're being very insensitive up front here. You made a heavy joke with him. You made a late joke with him. This guy is just getting off scot-free. And
yeah, but he's from England.
No, he's from Australia, I thought.
I'll take England, though. That's way better.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Makes me not a convict.
Dude, Joe List, the truth is back. Everybody was so excited last week that you were on.
Yeah, I had that honorable discharge. That was something.
That was a great.
That was a doozy.
That was big.
That doesn't sound right.
So, that was a Hall of Famer.
So anyways, so you're on the train today. You see this dead guy. And what did you do initially when you found out it was a dead guy?
I said, fuck, I'm going to be late, and I want my seat at the You Know What Dude podcast. That's New York. A lot of comics have bits about it, but that's where we're at now. It's literally a dead guy, and I think that's Nate Soldier.
So you are not a hero.
No hero.
You didn't alert.
What's
you didn't
he
alert
do?
People.
We do.
And no, alert
make
people.
Them, make them
there's
less
a dead guy on the train.
No, they hit the brakes, and then the cops came, and the cops just stood up because they have no medical background or it. So they're just standing there. So it's literally like this dead guy, and there's just two cops like.
Oh, they can't get blamed for it.
Two cops like, yeah, he's dead. Yeah. He was pretty dead. I went to a funeral once. He's
dead. We can't get blamed for it. We didn't kill him.
He looks like my aunt when she died.
Yep. So
I like that you said blamed for. There's videos of the cops choking a guy to death.
Is he passed out or is it blood? What's
no blood. He's just laying there, and like his wife is like, ah!
His
like
wife screaming.
Oh, his wife is.
Or the woman. I mean,
that bit.
Maybe it's not his wife.
Can I say something? You saw. You basically were on the train when somebody died.
Yeah. Wow.
He was alive on the train next to a woman that loved him,
yeah.
And he's dead, and you saw...
And I still made it, baby.
Allegedly dead.
I still beat Damien here.
And he's describing it like he saw the Showtime kids on the fucking train.
Like it was
that's a really crazy story, and he's describing it like it was a homeless dude that asked him for change.
Step over a dead guy and his screaming wife.
Dude, somebody... That doesn't affect you at all?
I mean,
he's a comedian.
No,
his lives matter. Black lives matter, but I gotta get to my gig.
Oh, he's a black guy.
He was a black guy.
See, look at the lack of concern.
Black lives matter. Black lives matter.
He wasn't dead. He was something.
Right,
he was on his way there, though.
Hang on. First of all. You gotta not. You're the only person I'm ever gonna say don't eat the mic so much.
What? You've been telling me to eat the mic for 6 years.
Stay right there. You when you talk, you can't lean back. This isn't fucking. I'm not Joe Rogan, Stu. We have nice microphones.
All right.
This is Shure 58. You gotta put it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Suck on it.
I'm gonna eat it.
Like right there.
Oh
right,
yeah.
That's good.
All right. You've never told me to adjust ever.
No, because I want you to sound good. I don't want you to. You're a little hot, and I can't. I bring
you're
it down.
You're good looking yourself.
I don't.
You're handsome.
Every time I turn you down, you get mad because you have really fucked up self-esteem. Right. And then I have to turn you back up, and you're too hot. So that's perfect right there. Whatever you do with your mouth, that little mouth of yours is good.
And your mouth, too. Best lips in the business.
Wow, best lips in the business.
Yep. Every time I start to compliment Bob's lips, he licks them.
That's all I got left. Your lips can't get fat.
Hilarious. You can get a fat lip.
Yeah, and, oh, you're threatening me? Oh, we're doing old-time radio. Huh?
But I don't think he was dead. He was late. But he's on his way because nobody was there. Cops came.
What color was he?
What do you mean?
Like, was he...
I feel like you're setting me up for a trap here.
I mean, was he, like, gray?
I couldn't see his face.
Gray lives matter.
Because there was people there. I couldn't see his face, but there was no movement. He was laying.
So it was a bunch of people.
There was, like, a few people. Like, the whole train car had kind of spread around him.
Wow. Was the Except train moving, or did it stop at this point?
It stopped at 40 seconds, so I don't know when the incident happened. So the train stopped, and then, like, of course, everyone's like, what the fuck? everything.
Yeah.
And then everyone starts like piling down there to get a look at like the drama. Right. But the two cops were just so casual. Like one had his like foot on the guy's chest. They were just kind of like looking at the watch,
that's
waiting.
That's bullshit. No.
They didn't have their foot on, but they were like waiting. Like they were
fucking,
just like
the Captain Morgan pirates. Yeah.
he had the new Nike Pulse sneakers.
Like they were just kind of looking at the watch, but. I'm with them because I don't know what you do. You don't have any medical.
I'll tell you
what.
First
around.
Of all, I know CPR. Second of all, what are you laughing at?
Is that your agent?
No, he knows emergency stuff. You look it up.
The action is, how please. Apt are you to really do mouth to mouth with a stranger? Like, okay. How close to death does this guy
great
have to
lips
be?
For it.
For somebody, first of all, thanks. I don't have a problem. If someone was dying, I have no problem giving them mouth to mouth. And now, you uh-huh. don't really have to. You know, there's a certain way you can do it okay. without.
Don't they say that mouth to mouth isn't the thing anymore? It's just the compressions that you're
the
supposed
compression
to do?
Is the thing. Yeah, okay. You don't really have to. But I know how to save lives. Is the point?
That's
guys.
What I see.
I know how to save. If anybody in this room something happened to you, I know how to save your life. I've taken courses.
Okay.
I've got the honorable mentions. I have the badges. I have the degrees. I'm pretty close to being a doctor at this point. Like anything but surgery, I can do right
what
now.
What about penis growth?
Yeah, I know how to do that.
Not anything but surgery, you can do now.
Anything but surgery, I can do now. Yeah.
Wow.
By taking a CPR class.
Oh, well, it was more than that.
It was more than that.
It was more than that. I know how to save dogs.
You know what, doc?
I saved a life the other night.
Oh.
Would you do not go on stage?
There it is. He would never kill.
We need a bell.
Yeah.
Didn't that deserve a bell?
Something as bad as the rattlesnake.
Let's hear this bullshit story.
No, I was driving home a Sunday after spots, which I did well.
Mm-hmm. Hooray!
Yeah.
For the record.
Well, 2 out of 3. We're good. And then, it was right in front of me, 2 fucking cars. One guy cut a car off.
Can you do it without the swearing, please?
Yeah. Yes, come sir. On, dude.
He spun out of control. It was a CRV.
Oh, wow.
Flipped over, went into the divider, and the car that he cut off had to go to the right and went boom right into the fucking divider right in front of me.
Whoa.
And then I gave one of the girls my water.
He's a good producer.
That's how you saved her life.
And that's how I saved her life, yeah.
You went up to her and said, do you want any coffee?
and let's give some credit to LOL for selling you that water. That was nice of them.
I think we need a bell. I think we need a bell.
Oh, that was good.
I think... I'm trying to think if I've ever been in a situation where I had to save somebody's life.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever been in one.
I've never had.
I mean, where somebody's fucking dying, and I remember I've been in a situation where I saw a woman getting beaten up,
uh-huh.
and I stepped in. It was the wrong move. Because then they both turned on me.
Did you get whipped?
Wow.
You got your ass whipped or no?
Both the woman
no,
and the
I
guy.
I just got back in my car. But
no, the woman and the guy turned on you.
I went over. Yeah, we were in a Caldor parking lot.
Wow, take it
Caldor,
back. Right?
Caldor, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Before Ames.
Yeah. Did we crush you from Rickles? Remember Rickles?
So this guy was just beating the fuck out of this chick.
Wow.
I mean, he was fuck.
Really?
The silhouette in the car. Her head just was going dug.
Jesus.
And I got out of the car with a bat.
You're riding behind Chris Brown.
And
Jesus.
Hang on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you want to draw then? I go, hey, get the fuck out of the car, you piece of shit.
Wow.
Right? And she goes, mind your fucking business.
Oh, my God.
And I went, I'm trying to help. She goes, fuck you. And he's like, yeah, fuck you. And they turned.
Whoa.
So now I was going to get my ass kicked by a couple.
Oh, my God.
Which I think would be the worst ass-kicking story ever, just to get the shit kicked out of you by a couple that hate you.
And you're like, not in the lips, not in the lips.
Did you go, okay, just download my special, Robert Kelly Live, $5.
I backed up slowly.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck you, you cunt.
What?
And
that's fucking
then
crazy.
Then he goes, what'd you say? And I was like, all right, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Big guy.
Oh, my God.
He was a pretty big guy. I mean, I had a bat, so he'd be small, quick.
Have you ever had road rage, like real road rage?
I had it today.
I had
it. Talking about it, I had 2 fucking skinny campers cut me off. Fucking assholes were... two fucking camping douchebags with tents and backpacks in their stupid Subaru hatchback cut me off, and I followed them. They were going where I was going. They were going exact, but I made it like I was following them. I just like he just happened to go where I was going.
It was a convenient follow.
Literally, he pulled up in front of my therapist, and I sat in my car and I just stared at him like I was waiting for him. I'm a fucking lunatic.
And what'd they do?
I do that.
They didn't
all the
do
time.
Anything because they don't. They have good parents.
Yeah.
And they were raised right. And they didn't look. They weren't.
No,
they
I
didn't
have,
give a fuck about
I
me.
I have good parents. I have road rage.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I followed a guy last week.
You have road rage. Really?
Oh yeah.
How far did you follow
followed
him?
Yeah.
To
how
where?
Far?
At least a mile. We were going the same way.
Why would you do it in
See, it's
miles?
A convenient
yeah,
follow.
Yeah,
it was a convenient.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, but no, I went up and fucking. Yo, he almost fucking totaled my car. I had we were going on the LIE.
Is it your car? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we merged. He has a yield, and I don't have anything, so I was going, and he blew the fucking yield.
Fuck.
So I swerved out of the way real quick.
The story sounds like an LIE.
I love that Scopo doesn't want to put the earphones on completely because he'll mess up his hair.
Yeah.
It's good hair.
I know.
We have to get you earbuds for the show.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, I have a complete road. Do you have a car?
Yeah, I got a car.
Do you flip out or you chill?
I bug out. I don't really go too crazy though. I don't do too much.
You're a very laid back guy. I don't see you snapping much.
I'll wild out or I'll just shit on the car. You know, it depends on what kind of car it is. If it's a key, I'm gonna shit on the fuck out of here. Look at this key. You know what I mean? Like it's certain rights certain cars have. So I look at it like that. But then
wait, stop. Did you say certain cars have certain rights?
Absolutely.
So if a Kia cuts you off.
Oh, that's
a black guy mindset. I gotta
be honest. A Bentley cut you off.
A Bentley cut. I could understand the entitlement. You understand? It's a Bentley. This motherfucker paid a lot of money. A smart car cut me off. It's a problem.
That is a rap video mindset that
absolutely.
You have.
I might.
All right, wait a minute. Here we go. A 2004 Mercedes cut you off.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is it near mint? Are we doing it near mint?
Yeah. Detail.
If it's near mint, they look like they take care of it. Yeah. I can understand it now. If it's a little bashed, then it's a oh yeah. Nah.
This is offensive. So the more money you have, the more rights you have.
Yeah. Come
yes.
on,
yeah. You're a black Republican.
This is America, Joe.
We got a fucking black Republican
He's
on
a
our
Republican.
Hands.
I'm really close to carrying around eggs in my car and just chuck it. I always want to chuck eggs at
Why?
The cars.
Yeah, but you'd fucking wind up eating them.
You ever? Nah, but you ever cut the wrong person off and then they pull up on you at the light and then all of that shit you was talking is you bitched up. You're like, oh,
no,
shit,
you start. No, this is what I do. I start singing a song. I'm like, motherfucker, gonna fucking go home.
I don't fuck with car anybody. I'm scared. Everyone can beat me up.
Really? I punch the ceiling on my car. That's what.
I'd rather just yell.
Is it a ceiling or a roof?
What? Roof. It's a roof. All right, thanks.
No, the roof is on
thanks,
the top.
Thanks, Grammar
roof
Joe. I appreciate it.
Dude, I'm not. I just...
No, it's a ceiling.
No, it's a ceiling.
The roof is the top. The ceiling is the underneath.
All right. There we
counselor.
Go. It's that's up for debate.
No, that's why I was asking.
Sustained.
I guess ceiling.
Either way,
ceiling
it's a fucking dent
in
the hole now.
It's part of the structure that is the roof of the car. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. No, he what'd you say?
I said it's a fucking hole in the roof now.
Now it's a hole in the roof, right? Exactly.
It's all
right.
I don't want to step on bombs, guys. That's what I'm saying. It was a nice.
I think they're landmines if you step on them.
Yeah.
Well, take it, but it was a pretty good one.
I would go for the same kind
of
joke, too.
First of all, Joe, every bomb you've ever gotten was a good one to you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the fucking narcissistic egomaniac.
I should get a little leeway after that LIE joke. That was pretty spectacular.
That was really clever. I was thinking
that gives you, like, you have
yes.
joke friends.
You don't bank anything. It's not rollover minutes, yes. Okay? The amount of shit I've eaten in here is a lot. I don't
get no shit, fatso. I'm sorry, that was mean. I shouldn't have said fatso at the end.
Did he hurt your feelings?
Did I hurt your feelings?
I'm okay.
Dude, right. No, good. Me and him are the same. Let me tell you something. There's nothing better when he's hosting and he brings me on and our bellies touch. As we cross each other.
It's like crossing the street.
You do that thing where you shuffle. You're walking.
It's literally like one Santa Claus relieving the other Santa Claus in a mall.
That's funny. That's
it's
funny.
So fucking stupid.
You pass that energy off. Like, do-do-do-do-do.
Today, I woke up today, okay, Sunday, I just lost. I'm losing my mind. I went to Frank Pepe's. I found out there's a Frank Pepe's in Yonkers, 15 minutes away from my house. And I don't know if this means anything to you guys, but Frank Pepe's pizza to me is the best pizza.
It's great.
All around.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
The one in Connecticut, right?
Same. The one in Connecticut, yeah. New Haven. It's been there for 100 years.
Jesus.
It's better than Modern? Cause is that the other one? Because it's two, right?
There's
it's
Sally's and Pepe's. Right?
Listen, it's good. It's not the best.
It is.
It's good.
First of all, fucking this.
Italian guy.
But it's,
no,
it's only.
It's good.
So it's only
what's better?
No,
I got to be honest. I think it might be the best pizza I've ever had.
It's the best
really?
Pizza.
No.
Yeah. It's don't really, listen to this
it's
guy.
It's really, really
is it
good.
Only in Connecticut and this other place? Where's the other spot?
Well, no. It's the same owners. Yeah. And they opened up a new place near me. Same oven, same way they cook it.
Yeah.
And it's almost identical. The other oven's 100 years old, so it's going to be a little different. But I got a large pie, sausage, onions, half cheese. I got in my car, drove there, picked it up, mm-hmm. and was home in fucking 20 minutes.
This is the end.
And what?
This is the end. This is the beginning of the end for Robert Kelly.
So I fucking go home, and this is the way they cut it. You want to cut it or not cut it?
Yeah.
So they cut it, uh-huh. but they fucking zigzag it. Okay. So you get all different size slices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like a little triangle or a fucking rectangle.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's or a little, you know.
It's magic.
Like art.
It's amazing. I go home, uh-huh. and the next day I wake up. Listen, in the middle of the night, I uh-huh. threw up just a tad in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever thrown up a little bit in your mouth.
Sure.
It doesn't go away. It takes hours to go away. Yeah. It's in your fucking sinus. It's mm-hmm. down the back.
It's acid.
You can gargle. It's still there. Mm. It's atrocious. I'm done. I'm fucking done. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. Ate good yesterday all day. Ate great. Today, wake up. I fucking, you know, I have some coffee. I'm coming in town. I'm doing my lunch with Lenny. And I go to omelet with some meat, whatever the fuck it is, pastrami.
Pastrami. You're at that Jewish deli.
Right, Jewish deli we go to, right? And then it comes with a fucking pancake, a potato pancake.
Yeah. Did you throw up?
Fucking Lenny goes, you got to have a bite. Because it's some like Jewish tradition. That's what my brain said. I'm going to offend the Jewish side.
That's a skinny guy mentality, though.
I like that.
It's in the Talmud that you have to have.
The Torah.
The Torah.
What's the
Talmud's a hockey player.
That's actually a Talmud.
Store for big women.
The Talmud.
The Talmud. Fuck you guys. It's a real thing.
Hang on one second. It is a store for business women.
Talmud's. You fucking idiot.
I said big women, actually, but
the Jewish people study Talmud's.
Yeah. You're offending Talmud's. The cashier at Talmud's. You're offending her.
Very upset.
So I come, now I eat most of it. Mm-hmm. It just goes down. I didn't have a bite. Of course, it came with applesauce.
Of course.
Oh, so I fucking chowed it.
That's not that bad.
Well, that's
bad,
healthy.
Though.
Yeah, that's healthy.
It's potato pancake.
No, it's just not. Apples. It's all sugar.
Oh, is it?
So I'm trying to make it better for you, Bob.
So I come down here. This fucking chooch, who I love, he opens up a box of like a briefcase of cookies.
Who's this? You?
This? Who do you think?
Where's the bowl of cookies?
Like
at?
A briefcase.
Where the cookies?
It was like a mini pizza.
He literally
box
does
of
this, like he's selling cookies on the street. There's like fucking 15 strips of.
He wants you to kill someone, so he's got a briefcase.
In all fairness,
of
I had bootleg DVDs in there too.
There you go.
He had a fucking box of cookies.
Well, Insomnia.
Where they at?
Insomnia is the fucking best.
That's where I got him from.
God,
that's where I got
so
him from.
Good.
That's where I got him from.
You
yeah.
killed them already?
They're downstairs. You're late. You're black. You're late.
Is that what it is?
You know, it's not funny the second time with the black.
Nah,
you're very
right. I'm sorry.
The first
give
one,
me the give me the thing.
So much hate.
The first, no, no,
I'm
we don't
joking.
Have race.
It's not a race.
Hate flag.
That's the tamest.
You got the Confederate flag.
Yeah, we got a Confederate flag. We'll wear it on your head.
That's the tamest of the racist jokes. But that you're late.
We're gonna have a bunch.
Hang on one second. As much as you can.
That's actually the most truthful one too. Listen. So I eat a cookie, and I eat another cookie, and he's not stopping me, of course, because he wants me to go before him.
Of course.
It's true. It's like a devil on your shoulder.
Get him off his head.
It's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare.
But how good was it? I didn't know.
Of course it's good. I've had a million cookies. They're all good. The only cookie that stinks is biscottis. And I'll eat those if I have tea.
Gino Bisconti?
He stinks, too. Bob.
Where you get the cookies at?
Insomnia
right across the street.
Great.
Oh, company? That's why with the brownies.
They appeal to fucking weed smokers because they're open till like 4 in the morning.
Cool.
Yeah, all the bike messengers are fucking potheads.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Bobby, ask me what I had for dinner last night.
Insomnia.
Hang on, let me do this. Hey, Joe, what did you have for dinner last night?
One full box of Oreos.
There you go.
Wow.
That was my dinner.
Wait a minute.
Which
the
one
bag
sleeve?
Or the box?
the two sleeves,
the bag, the three rows. You're peeled on the top now.
Wow,
a full thing.
You had three rows of fucking Oreos.
Full thing, or that was my dinner. I'll tell
you. Okay, what did you have to drink with it?
Milk.
Milk.
Yeah.
How much?
Like a coffee mug full of milk.
That's just it? One coffee mug.
Yeah, because I eat all the Oreos and then I drink the milk.
You don't dip.
I don't dip. What am I, an asshole?
You don't dip.
No, you don't dip. Hang on here with the dips.
You dunk.
No.
Dunk
or
dip. Yeah, you separate your Oreos.
No, I don't separate. I don't dip.
Hang on.
I put the whole cookie in my mouth.
He's a plain eater.
All right. I want to know something. Why are you giving him shit about dipping? What the
fuck's like
wrong
dip.
With a dip?
That's what I mean, I'm being.
I mean, that's his nickname in high school. You fucking dip. But why would you like to dip? I'm with them. Dipping an Oreo is a great thing.
No, I don't do any combinations. Like if I get a burger and fries, I eat the whole burger, then I move over to the fries. Right. Oreos, I eat the box of Oreos, then I go to my milk.
Your mouth got to be dry as shit, though. How many columns are you?
But that's okay.
Well, I know why you do it, because when you do drink it, it tastes amazing.
Yes.
Hang on one second. Yeah. I love that he called them columns. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard for cookie sleeves.
Cookie sleeves. I like that.
I had two columns. So you eat a whole... I'm very impressed with that.
Because I didn't have a dinner, and then I was going to have Frosted Flakes. At the bodega downstairs. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get Frosted Flakes, but they were out because it's not a really nice bodega, so they run out sometimes. So I was like, I just won't eat.
You have the diet of a 14-year-old boy whose mom went out.
Yeah.
You're a real foodie, huh?
Yeah,
you really eat like a hooker. Yeah.
Well, I eat some good things, but then, so I went Oreos. Because here's my theory. If right before bed, some people think you got to eat shit during the day because then you burn it off.
Yeah.
But my thought, and I think I'm right, is you eat it before you go to sleep because then you're sleeping while you feel shitty.
That doesn't work at all.
It did work. I'm telling you, it worked.
Every nutritionist says
so
no.
If you eat a box
everyone
of...
Everyone who's ever studied that says no.
Want me to take my shirt off?
Hang on one second. That's genetics.
Exactly.
How many shits have you taken?
I literally went to you. I introduced you. Go around the room and introduce everybody. I fucked up.
Well,
Bobby doesn't know half the people's names. That's what's happening.
I know everybody in here. I've already used everybody's names, you fucking asshole. Well, I went to you and I fucking called it. Go ahead. Do it real quick.
We got Sean Donnelly back here.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Then we got Damian Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then the great artist Jason Chaffee.
Yeah. Hey.
Thanks, man.
And for people, and we got Deepu, and of course Chris Scopo, the fucking YKW team, and you actually drew on the show live one time, right?
A couple times, yeah. I did it once on the couch and then once live. Deepu's a fucking genius with that stuff.
He is a fucking genius. Now, let me ask you a question. Not to get off this of fucking columns of cookies, which we will get back to. Is that your job, you drawing?
Yeah, that's my day job, yeah.
What do you do?
I do a comic strip syndicated through Universal. Goes to about 34 countries. It gets translated.
What's the name of the comic strip?
It's called Ginger Meggs.
Right.
It's been running since 1921. It took it over about 7
years
ago.
You were that old?
It's good moisturizer.
You look fantastic.
I eat Oreos.
You look great.
Yeah. So I took that over about 7 years ago. It's syndicated. It goes through Universal's like the Calvin and Hobbes
and
Garfield.
Did he give it to you, or did they give it to you?
Before he died, but 3 days before the guy died,
you sucked his dick.
I sucked his dick, and he asked me to take it.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, oh,
I want to give you this podcast.
I did that.
You want nothing to do with this. This thing's like a fucking awful mushroom.
Really? And you've been doing it 7 years.
I've been doing it only for 7 years. Yeah, yeah.
That's a long time.
I started stand-up the same year I took on this trip.
Yep. Do they tell you, is there a certain way that you have to...
Why are you going to make it like he's dropping an R&B album? Yo, did they tell you when you draw the strip?
I know you're not dropping a strip.
I love the way you talk,
presence.
Dude.
Personality.
Damien is fucking cool.
He is cool.
He's a cool guy.
He's by far the coolest guy here.
I appreciate that, fella.
Have you heard his podcast?
No, what's it called?
What is it called?
With the conversation, right?
In the conversation.
You're all fucking cool. You all sound really cool. I listen to it to find out.
Hey, on your podcast, do you ever talk into the mic, or is that just my show?
No, we talk into the mic. We always talk into the mic. Can you not hear me?
No, well, you can't hear you.
I can hear me. Am I going too loud for you?
No, you do too loud. He's too soft. You're too loud. You're just right.
All right, listen.
I'm doing it perfect.
Okay, so somebody, you just picked up something that was 70-some odd years.
Is there 94 years old, yeah.
So there's like a style. Like there's certain things you cannot draw, right?
Yeah, right.
And how was that passed down to you? Was it like a practice thing?
We thought we had like a month for him to train me up in all that.
Yeah,
and then he just died.
He died. Yeah.
So I had to figure it all out on my own. So I knew the strip like pretty well. it's like the Dennis the Menace of Australia. Absolutely. Like, it's a pretty iconic strip. But I didn't know all of that stuff. So yeah. I had to like cram and just figure it all out and then just do it and then do strips, send them out. I work about 6 weeks ahead and 8 weeks for the Sunday strip. So I've got to do one strip, one gag for every single day of the year for the last 7 years.
You're the only other guy that's ever done it.
No, there were other guys before him. There were four other guys over like 94 years.
Is it a one panel situation? Or
No. It's like a three panel, like a, every day.
So now you have to come up with this every day.
I got
to
write it, draw it, syndicate
every
it.
Every day.
You
write
it too? Fucking day.
How many days a week?
Seven.
Oh, 7 days
on the
a week.
Sunday.
Jesus
it's one of the big three deck half page ones. And then Monday
to
Saturday.
Can I ask you a question? You don't have to tell me how much, but do you get paid good for that?
Pretty good. It's kind of good.
Here's the vice is that I put it straight back. Like, I crowdfund other artists, I buy like other comic strip books and collections, and I like, you know, if other cartoonists are like, oh, I'm trying to do this thing, I'll just fucking throw a heap of cash at them. So I don't keep a lot of, you know what I mean, like I'm not good at saving,
like an overlord
good
though.
At fucking spending it. Yeah,
really? Do you have a scooter? What do you have? What did you spend it on? What's the most lavish?
The most decadent thing. Yeah.
What was his name?
Boom!
Chris Scopo.
Joe from the corner.
Scopo was fucking $80. Yeah, Scopo would suck dick.
$72.99.
Oh man! The most expensive thing I bought at once was it's so geeky. It was just a lens. It was a camera lens. They cost fucking heaps.
How much?
What's the most? Let me just rephrase the question so you don't bore the audience. What's the most interesting thing you bought?
A fucking dildo.
I bought another lens.
He bought the corpse of the guy who used to do the comics. Yeah. He's like fucking Michael Jackson.
He uses his hand to draw it every night.
It's authentic.
He just duct taped the fucking pen in his hand. every once in a while, a finger falls off. You get a. What do you got?
On.
What do you got?
The most interesting thing.
Beat the lens that
I bought.
Yes.
It can't be. It took way too long to reapproach that question. Yeah. Go ahead. Where you going with
it? Gotta be the lens.
It's gotta be the lens. I bet you Damien bought a more interesting last week.
Yeah. Probably.
What's the most expensive thing you bought? I don't want to dive. I don't know.
But
what's the most expensive
interesting thing interesting thing you've spent a fuckload of money on?
Ooh. Interesting. I don't
know. Yeah.
That's
tough.
It's a hard question.
For me?
What's yours?
Me? Yeah. I bought a fucking white Vespa scooter. I called it the white unicorn.
Oh, so that's why you said that you bought
that's
a scooter?
That's why. Yeah, it's like the first thing that comes. Yeah, that's what I bought.
What you just said?
I bought a curious than interesting.
Is it called the white unicorn every day or just on Pride Day?
Well, no, I had to get.
Come on, that was funny.
It was.
Fuck you guys. Thank you.
Vespa is in
the. Damn it.
I went. My wife wanted a Vespa when we lived in the city because I was away a lot before she was pregnant. She was like, oh, I'd like to get a. She worked down here and blah.
Yeah.
So we were going to get a 150, but I'm an addict. I'm a fucking fiend.
You go for the top of the line.
So I went in, and the guy, you could sell me anything.
Of course.
I'm just a fucking, just a mushy, spineless, fat turd.
That's a good investment.
Oh, God. It's a good thing that thing.
I actually liked it. I did. So I go in and the guy's like, well, we got the new 2000. You know, that goes this and that's good. But if you're both going to ride it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
He said, this one goes 95 highway. You can take it on the highway. And I was like, oh, I can take it down to the Jersey Shore and do gigs with it. I'm going to fucking, stress factory with my Vespa. Dude, I just paid the toll, dude.
I love the idea of your Vespa going, hilarious.
How fast does it go with the Vespa?
95.
Really?
The one I bought. It was the 2000.
With you driving?
Hang on.
And how much?
Hang on. 2015 300 series, and I decked it out. I got chrome stuff. I got a couple helmets, a bucket. I got all the shit for it. And it was awesome, dude, but it's too dangerous. It's way too fucking dangerous. It was too big for my wife. She got on it. She fucking I took her down the street, a cobblestone street down on 26th Street in between 12th and 11th, and she fell. She fell, and it fell. She stopped, and it just tipped over on her, and she cried. And
shit.
I sold it to some Russian guy.
You already unloaded it already.
It's gone. I had to get rid of it.
How much did it run? Something
that was around $7,000-$8,000. Oh,
wow. What'd you sell it for?
For what I did to it. I sold it for $7,000.
Really?
Yeah, I got my
That's
money.
Not bad.
Well, I sold it quick.
So it doesn't go down like cars then?
No, it goes down, but it was so, it was 2014. I got the 2015 version at the time, I believe. Or maybe it was 2013. I got the 2014 version before anybody had it. And the guy knew me at the dealership, and you know, it was a car dealership that sold Vespa, so I kind of got away with it. But I sold it to this Russian dude. It was kind of scary because I want to test drive your car, your Vespa.
You think
it's for my wife. But I wish Dan was here. yeah, but that was the craziest thing I've ever bought. And it was stupid, man. It was fun. I came down here. I gave all the comics made fun of me, but I gave them rides.
You know what I mean? Hilarious.
Where'd you park it, on the street around here?
I had Keith Robinson holding my belly button.
Oh, I'd pay to see that. That's fun.
I parked it right out front. Fuck yeah! I had an alarm on it. It's a lock that you put on the front wheel, and if anybody sits on it and it moves at all, it weep weep and it goes off.
Oh, really?
For like 15 seconds, so it'd scare everybody off of it.
How long did you own it for?
3 days.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding. My comic timing's on fire today, Joe. I do that. I flip my hair when I'm good. Instinctually.
Non-existent hair. Phantom hair.
So what is the most crazy thing you've ever bought?
Honestly, I bought...
Don't lie to me. If you have to make it interesting.
One of Joe's shirts.
Yeah. You're the guy.
I'm the guy. I'm the one guy.
Do you have the money for it? Because it's hard to get from here.
Do you give him that number? Yeah. Right.
Dude, I got to give it... We're going to see how much money. Jesus Christ. I'm going to go buy 19 of his shirts.
Tried to buy one of your shirts on Riotcast.
Yeah?
And they only had it in small.
Which one?
That one with the old logo on it.
Oh, I got to get new ones made then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I only got it in small.
Oh, I'll get you
one. I wanted to buy one.
All right, well, I'll get you the I'll make it so you can buy one.
All right, yeah, you know, I'll buy one. Just make sure there's something to buy.
That's my shirt.
Okay, cool.
But do you have more of those?
Somewhere there's more. I don't know.
Would you
Bobby
wear it?
Fucking stole them
like
all from me.
You said they're on the website.
They're on the website.
Right,
there's people tweeting pictures of them holding the shirt and like a family all wearing them. I ain't seen a nickel of that
money. Fucking dope.
I gave you the number of the guy. Call him.
Get the number of the guy.
All of a sudden, I got to call the guy. Bobby's like, I'll sell them for you. Give them to me. I'll take such and such percentage. You get this.
Right.
2 years later, he's like, you got to call fucking Bill.
T-shirt Bill.
Did you do one for the Warrior too? Or
no, these were given to me by Frankie Gwynn, who's a super fan of this podcast and a
Frankie
super
Gwynn,
duper.
Frankie Gwynn first sounds like a baseball player from the 80s.
We got Frankie Gwynn coming up to the plate now. He hit a home run last game for the Red Sox.
He's a super fan of yours, and he's a super duper fan of my podcast. And he brought all these shirts. He came to a gig,
That's
him and his
beautiful.
Girl wore them in the front row, and he had like a satchel full of these. And he said, and I said, let me give you money. Let me give you a hand job. And he said, no, just take all of them.
I'm going to call the guy. I'll call the guy right now online. You want me to call him?
Yes.
Okay, hang on one second.
My loot.
Well, Jim Serpico is on the beach in Mexico listening to the show right now.
Yeah.
And he said, this throw up in your mouth stuff is so much more entertaining than last week's snooze fest.
Relationship advice with Metzger.
That's great. That's my manager.
Yeah,
that's nice. Well, that's my manager, too. Could he think he could get me the money from you for these T-shirts?
Oh, no. We talked about that. I gave the money to him. No. I'll call the guy right now. You want me to call him right now?
How do you think he's on the beach right now?
Yeah.
I'll call him right now.
Sweet
What's the
T-shirt
guy's
money.
Name? I forget the guy's name.
I have no idea. I thought you were the guy.
Well, dude, first of all, here's the real thing that happened, okay?
Okay.
He fucking, Dad, I got these shirts. I got these shirts. Yeah. Can you please sell them? Can you please? And I was
That's not what happened.
He kept calling me, and I go, dude, I'm so sorry. I kept blowing him off. Dude, here's the address. Here's the guy. Ship him to the guy. Talk to him. I called him up. He will sell the shirts for you, right? And you said,
everything is right except for me going, Bobby, please, can you sell these shirts?
Yeah,
well, you
it.
Asked me to sell them on the website.
No, I said, I don't know how to sell them or what to do with them. And you said, give them to me. I'll take care of it. Boobly boo, boppity bip.
How many was it?
First of all,
sounds like something
like 20, Disney 20 shirts, 30 shirts, maybe.
I've never said boobly boo, boppity bip. Never mind. Not that I really do want to say that now.
Yeah. With those beautiful lips of his. Really
I want to tell my wife, yo, give me, let me get a column of those Ritz.
I'm not kidding. I don't say this with any sarcasm or humor or whatever. Your lips turn me on.
A fucking
what
beautiful
fuck?
Bob.
You have sexy,
really? Seriously.
Oh, sexy wet.
You licked the shit out of your lip just now, Bobby.
Look at those lips. You can see your reflection in those lips.
Bobby Lips. If you were in the mafia, you'd be Bobby Lips.
I'm calling him right now.
Freddie No Nose, Bobby Lips.
Jimmy two times.
Who's this on the phone?
Hang on. This is.
It was Pete the Killer. He was Sally Balls' brother.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
This is Johnny Shirts.
Where's our money? Hi, is Burton in, please?
He
is actually at a different line. They move buildings and they have a different phone set up. Let me get you that number.
Oh, thank you so much. Can you take down this number, Chris? Well, I have my assistant taking down this number.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Nothing.
You are. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. It's 785.
785. Hang on.
I got it.
I'm going to give you my assistant.
He's sure thing, boss.
Take it from him so he doesn't. It's not online. I don't want 95 people calling him. Where's Joe's shirts?
all of
you
Twitter.
You know they would do that. Everybody on the fight. Dude, where's Joe's shirts?
That would be hilarious.
I'll fucking take the where's the shirts.
Where's Joe's money, asshole?
So did you get it? Okay, we're going to call. We're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom of the shirts
Let's get to the bottom of this. This is great. Finally. I'm owed at least $11.
Joe's waiting on this money.
Why don't you fucking take some of your money and hand it over to him for the art of it?
I spent it all.
So you did the entire week already? You done week one?
What, for money?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's a good question, right. Damien.
Can you do them all in one day?
Thank you.
That's a good question because you're saying, does he do them all in one day?
Yeah, right. Do you knock them out? How do you do it?
Yeah, I write about 12 at a time, and then I ink them 6 at a time, and then I send them to a colorist.
What's income? What does income mean?
Inking. Drawing in. Yeah.
You don't do the coloring then?
I write it, I draw it. I send it to a colorist to do all the boring coloring and shit.
Easy.
Why the coloring shit got me?
Hey.
Not even because it was a color thing.
I don't bring color into this.
I wasn't even on it like that. I'm just saying, your shit sounded heroic. And then you was like, I sent it to the colorist and that motherfucker do his thing. And then I get it back. I spice it up.
I do spice it up. He sends it back. I do a little highlights and all
spice it up.
He just
the colorist to get the little. It's not like a show. Colorful. A new show on CBS. The colorist.
The colorist.
Simon Baker. So I do that and then. All right,
here we go.
Spice it up.
And here we go.
It's calling, as boring as it sounds.
We're going to get back to that.
All right.
We're calling.
Damien wants to become a
here we go.
An artist.
He's going to be a cartoon.
I would love to do it.
Ready? Oh, shit.
Can you hear that, Dipu?
Don't make me look sound like a dick.
Yeah. What if he's listening already?
Don't make me sound like a dick.
I want to be
what
cool.
What if it was like, we are out of business?
Welcome to Listomania Productions.
Malachi, how can I help you?
Yeah, is Burton in, please?
Yeah, man, who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Robert Kelly.
Okay, just a second, please, Robert.
Okay, thank you.
He goes, Dad. Dad, get him on the phone.
Did he say Malachi? He said Malachi. I haven't heard that name. That's an evil name.
That's an old Irish name, isn't it?
Did you went to B&H?
No, that's from Children of Corn.
Yeah, that's right.
What's up with that whole music though? That shit is
damn.
This is some Philip Glass shit.
Makes me want to buy a shirt.
Exactly.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
Hey, bro. Listen, I just want to let you know you're on the air on my podcast right now.
Oh, holy shit!
All right, no, don't swear. We're a Catholic station.
That's the title.
Listen. I'm here. I got Joe List. You know the Listomaniac shirts we had. Listomania shirts we had.
Yeah.
Now he's bitching to me for months about the sales and he hasn't seen money and what has happened and blah blah blah. Have we sold any of those shirts?
Listen, we blow all of that money on nutritious protein shakes, and I'm sorry. First of
thing.
Over here.
Hang on, Burton. We have a bomb bandana for when somebody bombs.
Put it on the phone.
And Joe just gave it to you. It's the first time it's ever been given over the phone.
Oh, awesome.
I'll fax it to you.
You're making history.
Hey, yeah, go ahead. What happened with the shirts? We need to get to the bottom.
Yeah, they were posted, and I can go to the... We have a 1930s-style computer system here that I could pull up. I can tell you how many.
Smoke that shit.
Okay, yeah, let's get to the bottom. So Joe can, because he thinks I'm stealing money or like they all sold and me and you split the money and bought a Vespa.
Well, we sold a couple.
He wants a Vespa.
Joe got. That's what happened.
He's making bad jokes to cover up the fact that he sold zero shirts.
Yeah, yeah, he's trying to save
he's
you.
He's like,
from...
nutritional shakes. Please don't make me say the numbers.
Even if I sold one, I'm owed $3.
How many shirts have we sold?
One to a J chapter.
We actually sold.
Uh-oh.
I got to do math. We sold all but one.
Are you using your hands?
All right. All but one.
For how much?
I just had a really good joke. You guys missed it.
How much is
one
it?
One small.
Okay. So Joe's fans are fat. All right. Now, how much do we owe Joe?
We you would owe Joe
you.
In the
I'll let you know.
Magic calculations.
Wait a minute. Do I get a what do I owe him?
You.
You owe Joe
Didn't
a back rub.
Said we don't owe Joe. Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like the way you said you owe Joe. Wait a second.
It's so there's so little soul. We there's no money
Joe.
Involved.
Okay, hang on. How much do we owe him?
We owe Joe two. Is there a drum roll?
Yeah, ready?
Yeah.
$277.50.
Yeah.
Yes. And with interest, that should be like $580. I gave you these shirts 6 years ago.
And thank God, because he needs right. it.
Yeah, I do need it.
He needs it. He's about to be on Last Comic Standing this year.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. We don't know if he's a finalist, if he made it. He was on the show. We don't know what happened with him, but this could blow up. These shirts could blow up, or they could that be the end of him right there.
We will Western Union that, or Bitcoin it, or whatever.
Bitcoin it.
I'm going to give Joe your number, and he's going to call you. And you
what? We have him on the line. Just I'll give you my address.
No, not on the fucking
over the air. Well, I'll email him. Give me an email. I don't have to call.
Listen, the way we do this, I give you his information. You call him up, and you talk to Burton. He's a great guy. He's got your money, Joe.
Why can't I email?
You know what, Burton? Take that money. You donate it to whatever charity you want.
Oh, that's wonderful.
What? No, seriously, I'm serious.
Why can't I email? I don't want to have to call on the phone.
What, are you nervous?
I'm a nervous guy.
Burton seems like a nice guy. He's a great guy.
Funny.
Hey, Burton, you know what else we got to do? The YKWD t-shirts, we got to get more of those. People are asking for them, and they don't have any left.
You know, we have a new Fangly backstock.
Fangly.
That we can turn that on immediately, and people can start grabbing those right off
this
the bat.
All right, so let's turn that button on.
We will do that.
Hey, you know what we want to do, too? We want to make bomb bandanas so people can buy their own bomb bandanas.
Ooh,
that's
bomb.
A good idea.
Great idea.
So I'm going to send you a photo of it, and then you can recreate it.
And keep one for yourself.
And I want to donate. Joe said you can have one. He's buying you one.
Oh, thank you.
All right, buddy. I will get Joe in touch with you, or I'll probably wind up taking care of it because he's nervous.
Give him my address.
Shut up.
He's got my money.
Don't give him our address. What's wrong with
you? We're gonna and I'll get you in touch. But thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, no problem.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Later, guys.
Well, I'm glad I spoke up.
Joe, can I borrow $273
bucks?
Can I borrow $270
bucks? Bring that to the forum. I kind of brought that up. I was the person that pointed to
I
that.
I appreciate
that.
That
whole shit.
I'll buy you a slice.
He wants a cut.
Give him a cut.
Let me get a shirt. You ain't got no
not a shirt.
There's one small left.
My favorite part
small,
of that.
It's not going to work. You got larges at the house?
I got nothing. I gave them. I gave all my stuff.
All right, listen.
My favorite part of that.
When the small come back.
My favorite part of that is he goes like this. When you picked up the phone, he goes, please don't make me look like an asshole. And the minute the guy got on the phone, you go, yeah, he's like complaining all day about
it. He said bitching.
He's bitching.
That's great. I'm glad I called. That's $300.
Yeah.
That's $270. And then they take their 30% commission.
No. He said we owe Joe.
No,
they are
taking
the commission.
Without the commission. They take 30%.
No. That sounded to me like it was with the commission.
And then Riotcast takes 20%.
You've already taken that money.
No, I haven't taken anything.
Why did he say, we
you
owe
get,
Joe.
Dude,
you get 162.
And then I get a bit of
that's
a
full of shit. You already took your cut.
162, that's a lot of Oreos.
Hang on. Everybody's
you're
talking.
Wearing it.
Shh.
I'm like, you know what I'm like?
I want to ask you
I'm like Maury. I'm Maury's wigs. Everyone's got their money. They're wearing it.
You're gonna end up like fucking Maury. Fucking stick an ice pick to the back of your neck.
Well, it doesn't work out for you shortly after that.
All right, we go. How many Goodfellas references we going through here?
Everyone listening is on board.
I will get your money. We will get your money.
$279.
How great is that, though?
That's great.
It's great.
Nice job,
it's a little
Joe.
Late, but it's pretty sweet.
Well, it's the first time you've asked for it.
I mean, come on. I mean,
isn't it the first time you've pushed?
All right.
He pushed.
Am I lying?
And then you...
You should give him...
But I need the money. I'm broke over here.
Are you really?
No, but I'm not doing well.
Dude, you have $8,000 in the bank.
Eight. You can buy a Vespa.
You have more than eight.
Second-hand Vespa. Yeah,
I'm doing all right.
So what the fuck do you need $270 for?
And every dollar counts in this business. Because then I look at people on their way down, not naming names, and you're like, gee, you got to collect. You got to save that money.
Me? I haven't even
gone up. I've never been up.
Little did he know.
How can you go down if you haven't been up? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's the nice thing about our generation. We get the whole generation two before us watching them all go, oh, fuck, I fucked up. So we gotta stay on this stuff, not you.
It's going to be your T-shirt merchandising that's going to keep you on top. Mm-hmm.
Something.
I could dig it.
We gotta come up with, I get nervous with this money situation.
Well, you get money. First of all, here's the thing. Money comes in. What you need comes to you. Okay? If you have any talent or whatsoever, which you do, and you have more than enough.
That's a very... Money comes to you. That's a very I'm doing pretty well kind of thing. Go up to the fucking projects and walk around and go, yeah, money comes to you. You get what you need.
They did, but they got a house. They got a police. They got Section 8. Someone helped them. They're living. They're not homeless. They're actually living, working, surviving, having families.
Walk back downstairs, walk out of the projects, and then talk to the homeless guy and go, hey, you got whatever you wanted.
Dude, he's got a fucking box.
He wanted crack.
He's got to get on stage more. I mean, like, come on. Let me ask you this. At what point did you start making enough money to where you didn't worry about money at all?
8 months ago.
No. Did you ever get to that point?
There's no point because what happens, I think what happens is the more money you make, the more stuff you get.
Absolutely.
So it's all relative.
Like
I mean,
scooters.
You look at a guy like Louis,
yeah,
and you're like, he's got so much money. He's got houses, boats. So he's kind of making the same money as Joe. You know what I mean? But it's just
on a certain level.
On a certain level, they have the same bills.
Didn't he buy a trumpet one time? Like he had $4,000 and he just blew it all in a trumpet.
Yeah, I mean he can do a lot. He has a lot more stuff than Joe.
Yeah.
I mean Joe has a fucking love seat.
Yeah.
And a shitty apartment with Scopo that he's never in. Thank God his girlfriend has a better apartment and a better career. And then,
that was one of those bombs that you talk right through.
I really did.
I like the love seat, though. Sometimes I like them. I just don't
have a actually have a love seat? I thought he was kidding.
No, I like the love seat. I don't have a love seat. Like, I can't afford a love seat.
Sounds like a nickname for Scorpo's ass. The love seat. All right, I'll take
it. Oh, wow, that was a quick one.
Hang on. Can you do me a favor? Honestly, can you draw that one for us?
Yeah.
I want to relive that bomb again.
Wow.
That was dog shit.
That was real bad. That was real bad.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, man.
Dog shit.
Oh, shit.
But that made it seem like Scopo was like effeminate or something. That's why I didn't get it.
He's a great ass.
So back to I really want to get into this, though. I want to know the most fucking...
I was trying to figure that out.
...craziest shit you've ever bought with the money. Like, what... Because we've all kind of popped or had something where we got money, except for, you know, a couple people. But...
You got a nice car.
What'd you buy? Is that what you got? What'd you buy?
I guess I got a car. I got
2004 BMW.
What'd you get?
2004 Mercedes Kia.
What'd you get?
I got my car. I got a 2013 Accord Sport. I mean, it ain't that crazy.
That's a nice, car.
I had a 93 Corolla before that shit, and that shit broke down in the middle of the George Washington Bridge. I was on my way to go get another car, and that shit broke down as if it knew.
Did you start laughing?
Yeah, because as soon as I got it off, as soon as I got the car, and I haven't really done anything super dumb yet. Just for that reason, I just asked you, where I feel like I don't want to fuck up some money before I got some money saved, because I would hate for it to be 2 months later.
Well,
when I sold, the first
thing I ever bought really was an apartment. That was the main.
Well, that's big.
A big one.
When I bought my New York, I remember when Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
When he came to New York, and then all of a sudden he did something, booked something, got some money.
Yeah.
And he was like, I got an apartment. I bought an apartment.
That's dope.
And I was like, oh my God, that's the shit. That's my goal, is to have my own place in Manhattan. Because that would be like owning a medallion, a cab medallion.
Yeah.
You could always sell that.
That's true.
That's a good way to put it.
Now, I was, you know, without, if we didn't have the baby, I'd still be there.
Uh-huh.
And I would just roll through these roller coaster real estate rides that we're going through. Mm. And at the right time, I would fucking sell that. And if I waited maybe 5-6 more years, it could have been up to, you know, $900,000 for my place.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty crazy, huh?
Profit?
No. It would have been close to, you know, 4.
Wow.
Wow.
How long ago did you buy it?
I bought it, it would be 8 years ago now.
Wow.
But, you know, I had to sell, the baby came, yeah. I had to get out of the city. So I bought it at the peak, and I sold it at the bottom.
Ooh.
But I still, Manhattan, still, there's nothing here, so I still made money.
Yeah.
But when I was moving up to fucking Westchester, in my brain, I'm like, I could go get a 5-bedroom house, yeah. and I was looking at pools with, you know, a theater yeah. room, you know, just 24 yeah. minutes, 25 more minutes up in wherever the fuck it was, and uh-huh. and I was like, fuck that. I'm like, fuck that. I'm buying what I need,
okay.
not what I want. I'm just going to get what I need uh-huh. and then have that, you know, security or be, you know what I mean? I didn't want to live... Because New York City, man, my bills were like $5,000 a month.
Wow.
I mean, when I was living in New York, you talking about... And then the baby came.
Yeah, yeah, that doubles it, right?
It was fucking nuts. Wow. You know, so I was like... It was a lot of stress, man. Making that much money a month.
Yeah.
And that's like everything, you know? Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of stress, man. And then when I moved up to there, I was like, fuck it.
You don't even miss it.
No, fuck no.
Nah, it just felt good to know you had it, but you don't miss it.
I have the greatest New York City apartment. It's just in Westchester. That's the thing. I don't have a basement. I don't have an attic.
Uh-huh.
I have this great backyard.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah. Some fucking lunatics in right now fucking planting grass.
Hey.
That's some guy. Anyways.
Wait, what?
We went on a tangent there.
I have some guys doing my... I want my backyard redone, the grass. I met some guy. He's like, I'll do it. And I was like, okay. And he came to my house, and he comes every once in a while, drops a truck off or a machine, and then leaves. And then we'll come back and dig something up and then leave and then come... It's the weirdest. I'm just waiting for him to be jerking off, like, over me like at night.
He's burying bodies back there.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but I'm too into it now.
It's like a mobile meth lab.
What about you?
Anyways, I think that's where all the Listomania shirts are.
Let me tell you something. My purchase really brought this podcast to a screeching halt. Yeah. I literally made you guys tired.
Dude, I thought like, Lens was even, bad.
I'm just listening.
I thought Lens was boring, really. Yeah.
I got said. Yeah. I'm never going to have this.
Did you teach taxes next?
That's not true, dude. Let me tell you something. I, in my brain, was like, "How this is going to be the unattainable thing. You can you definitely could have... most of these people, you could have your own apartment.
We got to re-up on Listomania shirts. We need more.
Why?
That's
do you want
how
more?
We're gonna.
Why?
So we can sell more.
You should call him.
We sold out,
Hang
dog.
On, I'm not your fucking manager.
You do. Have
you
to
should re- call him, and you should say, "Listen, take that money." Make more shirts.
Well, I'm not doubling down.
Double
make
down.
Make like five
down.
More
you
shirts.
Need a lot more.
You gotta spend money to make money.
A lot of people have to wash their cars.
Listen, with the shirt on, Joe. Listen, dude, you should take that money and reinvest it.
And look, if there's a surplus, they'll make the new bomb bandanas out of your old shirts.
There you go.
Fuck, man.
You still have it, right?
Jesus.
Okay, good.
That's fine.
It's not a... What? You hurt
it's
my feelings.
It's a bomb bandana.
It's not a bomb bandana.
It's a bomb dana.
It's a bomb dana.
Yeah, I know. But if I say it the other way, it annoys you and you have to give that speech.
Never going
to
say
you have
down.
To go, bandana.
I'm not going to double up. I'm taking the 300 and I'm going to let it ride.
270. You know,
279. And change.
All right, let's
yeah, every penny of that.
Sean, what do you got? Anything? What's the most interesting
Is it over?
Thing you bought? No, we got an hour. Jeez, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. You said, what do you got? Meaning, that's how you say before
what
plugs.
Oh, the most interesting thing that I bought?
Yes.
I don't have much. I don't have much money. I just got the big payment.
It doesn't have
same
to be,
thing we did.
It doesn't have to be big. It's interesting.
But you got married. That's big.
What'd you say?
I got that's married. Not that's not a
wedding.
It's not a wedding. Just put a cost money for the ring and the wedding.
You got a dog.
I got a dog.
What kind of dog?
English bulldog.
Oh, man.
I bought him for $2,000.
Those things die quick.
Oh, you bought one.
I know. Thanks for really.
This sounded like.
Wow, talking about dragging the fucking energy out of it.
This sounded like we. It sounded like Sean was just like, guys, I'm thinking about killing myself. We're like, married. You have a dog.
Is he the one in your Twitter profile pic?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking best dog.
$2,000.
He's the best.
Expensive ass dog.
$2,000, man. They're expensive, but they don't last long.
No, they don't.
You know what I mean?
It depreciates.
You think I got a dog? Do you love it? It's going to fucking die.
But I'll tell you what, you'll be happy about that.
You'll be happy
because
with
right when you're sick of it, picking up dog shit, croak.
Just so leave it there.
Yeah, that's why dogs aren't like kids.
Yeah, they don't have to pick up baby shit.
Yeah, well, baby shit, you're going to someday, right?
Yeah.
Dude, it's fine. It's fine. You'll be fine with baby shit. My dog came in the other room, literally right in front of us. We're eating dinner the other night. Comes in and just diarrhea shits on my shag rug. And like, you're looking at him like, and he's just hunched over, his little fucking tail's flushing. And you're like, what the fucking you motherfucker? That's like a 15-20 minute pickup. Someone's got to pick him, take him outside. Someone's got to get the bag. Someone has to clean it. Then you have to get the bleach. Then you got to wash the rug. You know, it's a fucking nightmare.
That's the worst.
But it's all relative because a trip to Frank Pepe's, that's only 20 minutes.
What's happening with your shit, Bobby? I'm worried about you. Dying? What's happening? Last week, you said you had white shit, dying.
I was like, does he know something?
You said he was dying.
Yeah. It's the accent.
The accent makes
him seem like he knows what he's talking about, right?
Yeah, very doctorish.
Are you dying?
It's something about bile.
Okay, are you ready? I had to take, we talked last week, what is it called? The poop?
Stool test.
Stool test.
I might need that.
I had to have the same thing.
It's the worst thing in the world. Yeah. I'm going to let you know right now. They make you, now you should say to them, I have a problem with poop. And I have a gag reflex. Right. Is there any way I can just poop in a bag and bring it back immediately? And you guys do this? Because if not, they're going to make you do their job, which is I had to shit into a banana split container thing. One of those little...
It's like a novelty.
Shit in one of those, which is awful to make somebody... Because it's not... It should be
a square.
You can't
aim a shit.
It should be an even square. It's curved.
Yeah.
So half of it cut off.
Yeah.
And then you get the tongue depressors. There's two different sizes, and you have to scoop and smear chunks of shit into
that's
vials.
Gross.
It's tongue depressing.
Over 3 days, right? Over 3 days?
No, what the one time? What are you fucking?
I had to do 3 days. They asked me to do it three
what
days.
What's wrong with your ass? Cancer?
Something else. You got Woodstock ass.
Maybe. We don't know yet.
I'm perfectly fine.
Right.
Everything's great. Cholesterol's great.
So what happened? Why the white shit?
Yeah.
Did you eat white out?
Are you coming brown? What's that?
It could have been.
What's funny about that is
trying not to pay.
What's funny about that is obviously you wrote that joke last week when you heard the show.
About it. I didn't write it. Sitting on it. I knew there was something. I didn't write it yet.
You've been sitting on that for 6 days.
No, I just thought of it. I hadn't written it yet. I'm really sorry.
Here's the deal. I think that I got some type of virus or something.
Right.
And something happened with something. Maybe got swelled and the bile didn't make it into my poop.
Right.
And out of the liver, and my poo is white for a day.
Wow.
But if your poo is ever white, you should need to get it checked out.
That's scary.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Everything was great. Everything, cholesterol, everything was great.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, but that's what fucks my head up, too. I'm like, I'm fine. I can eat pizza all I want. You know what I mean?
No more festival chicken, though.
All right, let's go. What's that?
We still doing that?
We're going to do that. We're gonna go back to Joe. Why do you have your pants hiked up to your belly button?
They kept sliding and they kept going up, and I thought it was fun.
There you go.
It's not fun for us.
No, it's not.
Look like fucking Judy Gold in 1995.
Fucking Paula Poundstone pants.
Let's go to the chat room real quick before we go to Joe. What do we got in the chat room?
Michael Van Heddle says, "We get it, Bob. You moved because you needed more room. But how do you think your apartment feels?"
Oh.
I don't get it.
That's Deepu being a douchebag.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Buddy C. Buddy says, "What percentage does Joe List owe to Hulk Hogan for the Listomania shirt?"
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
You know, you can always get positive ones, too.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Deepu chat's really mean.
Deepu's chat is just a droopy. It's just how he feels about us.
I don't like how I'm being implicated more and more with the chat interpretation. You know, this is most of the only readable stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now he's putting down the chat. Yeah, what do you got?
Give me 1 second. Upstairs neighbor says Bobby on a Vespa is probably a beautiful sight.
It was pretty good, man.
I Rock to Rap says I hope there's a picture of Colin hanging on to Bobby for dear life.
Keith?
He was actually holding on to me with love in his eyes. What else you got?
Kevin Wood says that L.I.E. line didn't get enough credit.
That was pretty good.
It was clever. It was clever.
Yeah, that deserved
it. I'll give it that.
Thank
was
you,
clever.
Kevin. Kevin's probably our smartest fan, I would say.
What else you got?
Buddy C. Buddy says, "Black lates matter."
Oh, black lates.
Black lates.
Black lates.
Wah, wah, wah.
It's a stretch.
I was walking through Washington Square Park last night. First of all, this is what happened, too. Let me just get this out. Do we need to take a break? Can we go through? Do you have to pee?
I got to pee a little bit.
I want you to go pee. I'm going to do a quick read. We're going to come back. I don't want a break. Can we stay going?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's just keep going. Where's the read? You got the read?
I gave it to you.
All right, cool. We're going to do this real quick. All right, check it out. First of all, go to Ridecast.com, one of the best networks on the planet Earth. We have 17 of the greatest shows, and they're all free. Free. That's nothing. That means you can listen to them for nothing, download the app, and all 17 shows come to you for absolutely fucking nothing. The only thing we ask you to do is support us. Tell your friends. Come to our live shows and go to the merch thing on Riotcast.com and buy some T-shirts or mugs, whatever like that. It's free. and it's a great network, great shows. Baseball is in full swing, and you can be part of the action all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means what? No season-long commitments. There you go. Just instant cash, instant gratification, which is what we all like, isn't it?
That's true.
Instant gratification is one of the best things. That's why we're stand-up comedians. Every 30 seconds, we get a nice laugh, most of us. Some of us have to wait a few minutes. Scopo. Nothing, Scope? All right, nice talking to you. Why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win huge cash prizes every single day at DraftKings? It's like a brand new season every day you play. Just pick two pitches, two position, eight position players, and you pick up your cash. That's it. Ask Peter from Colorado. Last year, this guy, he won $1 million in one day simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings.com. It's amazing. Hundreds and thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already won cash prizes at DraftKings.com. What are you doing? Can you sit down until I finish this, you fucking jackass? Sit the fuck down.
Excuse me, I'm giving the guest water.
I don't care. Wait until I'm done. It's a 5-second read, and you can hear every fucking movement. You're the producer of the show. You should be telling people to be quiet, and your fat ass is up moving.
That was him, by the way.
I don't give a shit. Fucking Scopo. Sit down. Put your headphones on.
Sounds like the beginning of a song.
All right, sit down. Put your headphones on. Listen a minute. I got some kick-ass song. Right? Did that work?
It sounded like it was a real song.
All right, this is it right now. New contests start daily, so hurry to DraftKings. And look, man, I know guys who gamble and have used this and say it's awesome, okay? So you want to hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use the promo code Kelly to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. Kelly, that's it. Use that code and you play for free. DraftKings.com, official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter Kelly to play for free. Entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com. Amazon on the website, I don't know, right? But go there and, you know, we have a donation button, right?
Yeah.
We have a donation button that, you know, if you want to donate to the show, you can be, if you want to donate, let's put it this way. If you donate $10, I'll know it's for Scopo. If you donate $15, I know it's for Deepu.
Interesting.
Why does that say that?
Because he does a lot more than you. No, I'm kidding. Oh, okay. I'm kidding. No, Scopo, no, I'm sorry.
Bobby, you know what, Bobby? You know what, Bobby? You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
And it didn't make me feel that good.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Scopo takes a beating on this show.
I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Well,
I apologize.
I accept your apology.
All right, now here's the deal. You can just write in a note, this is going to Chris Scopo. Or I want this to go to Deepu.
No, because no one will give me money.
How do you know that? Have some self-esteem. I'm going to donate to you today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you $10, Scope.
It's 15. I changed it to both 15.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're back. All right, hey, all right, put your phones away, you fucking assholes. I got to really start watching everything I say because,
why? You
know, because the show's coming out. I'm literally getting all these crazy new fans.
Oh, well, are you?
That are from other things that aren't, you know, our fucking sick world of comedy.
A lot of Liz Gillies fans.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
No, it's actually cool.
I know, but it's terrifying.
Why is that?
Like I'm gonna make an appearance on Last Comic Standing. So let's say a middle American housewife is watching, goes, I love this boy. I'm gonna check out his podcast, and I'm talking about women squirting in my face and boobily boo, whatever else is sort of thing.
I love him more.
Mm-hmm. It's terrifying.
When's the premiere? July 16th?
July 22nd.
July? No, me, dummy, not you. It's my show.
Oh,
it's not your show. That's a show you might be on.
July 22nd.
July 22nd is Last Comic Standing. Right. NBC,
first
and then
of all,
Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll on FX.
It's Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll.
This is so funny, too. I actually had to. Somebody said it's not. I thought it was Bob Kelly's show. It's Dennis Leary's show. Mm. It's like, do I have to? Look, man. Yeah. Look, if Dennis Leary wrote it, directed it, starred in it, cast it, yeah, it's his show. But I'm on it. I'm like, I'm a series regular on the show. If I have to, you almost have to break it down into specifics. I am a series. I am in every episode contractually. Yeah. I will make an appearance in every episode of this show that's coming on.
Yeah, why can't you? Isn't it both? It's like your show as well. Why can't you? Call
I look
that?
Technically. Yeah, right? Technically, they can lose me if they needed to. Mm. If they lose Leary, it's done. You know what I mean? It's
right, right, right.
Like us with Scopo, we can lose him, but me, we need to have here. I mean,
yes, exactly.
It's pretty.
Not exactly.
Gonna, show's going to tank without me, but Scopo but anyways, replaced with an Australian broad.
that you mean Jason?
That's hurtful.
She sent me an email.
That hurts.
Oh, did she? Really?
Yeah. I'm kidding,
what'd
Chris.
She say?
You're the straw that stirs the drink.
Seriously, since you
what
gave Scopo a microphone, this show's been way better.
Like a milk?
That. What'd you say?
I said since you got that genius doing that and you got Scopo on a mic, the show is like 1,000% better.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't like Kelly?
Hey, no kidding. We're friends. Kelly and I, you know. Oh.
Do you know her from Australia?
Yeah, there's like 9 of us down there, yeah. Yes, I do.
Shut up, Jason.
Why would you? That was a fucking funny one. He's in the bomb bandana.
No, yeah, I gotta get
the band bomb bandana. Sorry, for an hour and a half, and you're giving him shit. He finally got a good one out.
But I like you, but I don't care for that joke because there's a continuity problem.
Right.
What's because you're like, yeah, asshole. There's only 9 of us. But yeah, we are friends.
It made you look dumb. Right, it's like when you ask black people, do you know friends. This black person that I know? Right, it's the same kind of thing. But I wouldn't ask that.
Right.
No, right.
Yours, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know Kelly.
And you're both in the same field. See what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right.
See the but thought process? Well, that's why I said shut up, Jason.
Hang on 1 second. Kelly's not a cartoonist.
He does stand-up comedy as well.
Yeah, but he's running.
Yeah, he's doing the new logo soon.
When was the last time you saw his fucking special?
I love you.
Now, do you find it hard? Now, is it hard because, look, none of us really had a B plan. We threw everything out the fucking window to be stand-up comics. You got a pretty good B plan. Is it hard for you to really, really push the comedy because you don't have to financially?
You know what? If I lost the comic gig, it would probably be the best thing that ever happened to my comedy because I wouldn't have a fallback. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like without a B, you have to fucking make it the best and you have to work it awesome.
Well, I can get the fans of the show to say that you said some fucked up shit and get you to lose the gig if you want to do that.
Yeah,
well,
that'd be really nice. Thank you. Just improve my comedy. Yeah. Hey,
or you could quit. You could quit.
I could quit. You I could walk quit out tomorrow.
That's actually a good question. Idiot. Hold on. Right. Could you get in trouble? Like, say you're just doing stand-up and you say something on a podcast, something like that. Could you get in trouble with your newspapers?
Nah, not really.
Not really? Okay.
Okay, say the N-word right now.
Speaking of which, no, sorry to go off on a tangent, but Will Silvins is in Australia right now. He's doing the road show, which is like all the country. Will Silvins.
Will Silvins.
Who's that?
Why you?
I'm kidding.
Dante threatened him.
I just don't want Dante to be mad at me.
Bobby, why you use that hack on your show?
That's my best impression.
Over that whole stealing thing.
Yo, Bobby, I was on Blacklist.
Hey, Bobby, remember that AOL guy that came in?
Yes. Oh, that was. I still fear him. I think he actually shut down my Facebook for 6 months.
Really?
Did you know that my Facebook went down after that?
No,
I wasn't here.
Could not you view after he was on the show? Could not view my Facebook page, my home page.
Who was
6 months?
Who was the guy?
He was some guy.
I don't want to bring his name. He's like anonymous. Okay,
well, don't mention his name.
I don't know his name.
Shut my shit down.
He was like a higher up at a.
Oh, you
at
mean
a,
like the anonymous from?
He was like a higher up at a job, and he came in to like discuss work or whatever. And then we were all like, fuck you faggot piece of shit, cunt, suck a dick, come in my eyes. And then he was like, he left in the middle of the show. He's the only guest that ever quit in the middle of the show.
Oh, he left in the middle of the
show. Oh, it was horrible. God. We were all like, do you ever fuck a girl anally in the ass against her own will? And he's like, what are you crazy? It was like horrible.
He goes like this. I go, so you work for Facebook? He goes... I go, what the fuck is that? He goes, hey, you know, you talk on a podcast. This isn't pantomime. And his face, I've never seen somebody change colors. He changed fucking colors in front of us. Went from a pale to a bright red like that R, like the Riotcast red. And he started sweat just started coming down. Wow. And he's like, I gotta go.
That was wild.
I go, get the fuck out of here. Then my Facebook shut down.
Oh my God.
As a person who's never, I've spent my entire adult life since I was a kid around comedy, so I've never experienced like a person with a real
civilian.
There's consequences. Like sweating. You've never experienced somebody who has consequences in their lives.
As an HR person to deal with.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God.
It was terrifying.
But Will is in Australia doing the roadshow, right?
Wow, you and really fucking stay anchored to that.
This shit is going to lead to him saying the N-word. Yeah. I already know. I already know this shit. This is why. That's why he's trying to stay the course. Okay, let's reset it up. So Will is out there. He's black. Go ahead, finish the story.
Yeah, he really. I mean, he. Yeah, did you hear anything we said? From
I did. It seemed like it kind of ended. The AOL thing ended. AOL thing. Anyway, no. Go ahead, Will, because I know that Will's a friend of the show.
Where's Will?
He's in Australia.
Oh, okay.
He's doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow, which is basically all like the country towns and shit.
Yep.
And I'm hearing the worst stories coming out of it. Like, the poor guy's going to come back and never go back to Australia because Australia's super racist, like unapologetic.
Okay, what are they doing?
So he gets on stage, before they even say anything, they go, oh, nigga. Like,
what'd they say?
Hey, hey, hey,
Hang on.
I didn't say it.
Oh, you said it. You said it.
You said it. One second. I want to just say something. I want to let you know that if you whisper and mouth it, it's still saying. He said it like he was tied to a chair by a black guy that was about to kill him.
You've been waiting to say it for four
Say it, motherfucker.
Tried his hardest.
All right, what did they say? They called him.
N-word.
They called him the N-word.
N-word right off the bat. Before he even said anything.
All right, so he goes on stage.
Yeah.
Give it up for Will Savince.
Yeah, woo.
And they say.
They say nigga? Is that what you were? They say nigga. Now look at this. I'm fucking black Mad Libs. They say nigga. Nigga goes here. I'm the nigga drop. Nigga goes here.
Hey, one second. They said.
There you go. All right.
This guy. But you understand. Can I say something, David?
I can't be the nigga cue point in this bitch. And. Nah, go ahead.
Grape soda.
I'm looking at his face. Do you understand the decision? I saw him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no. Yes, no.
Retreat.
And then you contorted your body and you went.
He just wanted to get that nigga out. No, he was like, I got to say
so
it.
So what is Will saying back?
Oh,
I'm Haitian.
Doing his set. Yeah. No, he's just doing his. Like, you know, so he's trying to ignore it. But he's like,
wow.
Oh,
that's what people don't realize that America. For all its racism, by far the least racist.
Oh,
country.
Europe is so racist.
Way
worse than
Australia.
Oh my God, are they racist?
Maybe not least racist. Maybe not least racist.
I was in Italy with a black kid in a group of friends, and they used to fucking say shit at him all the time.
Oh, Europe
walking
is horrible.
The streets.
Like what?
They used to call him. It's called
the. You know what it was.
Yeah. I love that. I was joking when I did that, but now we're actually using it to say the N-word
and
freely.
And I'm disappointing white folks everywhere. Say it, nigga. Come on, nigga. Say nigga.
Like Europe, they're still throwing fruit at sporting events and shit. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We're just save it, keep it to Twitter now.
I actually got shit for this last night because. I was at the stand. I went by there last night, which I very rarely do. I just went to hang out. And everybody was there. Aaron was there. And,
Sarah.
Sarah saw your chick was there, and I had a cigar. I forget what's up. There's two bald guys. There's a big bald guy.
Steve.
And then there's a little bald guy.
Aaron Berg is a little one.
And then there's another bald guy. Mike.
That's you.
Oh, Fanoia.
Fanoia. So fucking that jackass.
He's been in here. He was here.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Are you testing me?
I'm trying to add some fucking background.
What?
I don't know.
I wish you were in the background. Keep your mouth shut. Let the actors act. So I'm at the thing last night, and I said something. I was talking about. We were just talking about, wife and blah. And I had a baby monitor, and I go, I have this baby monitor that I can hear, and I go on it all the time when I'm on the road to listen to watch my kids sleep or wake up or blah blah blah. And my biggest fear is that one night I'm going to hear yo 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 yo.
Oh,
shh, fuck, shush, bitch. That fat motherfucker ain't here. Where's my Jordans? You know what I mean? I said that, and it got a laugh. I was like, oh, I should write that down. Mm-hmm. And he goes, what are you fucking doing material on us? And I was like, oh, fuck me. No, but yeah. I mean, I didn't. I just thought of it now. You know what I mean? And I was like, and I said, I should write that down. But that's, but I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Why am I feeling guilty?
You're a comedian.
I'm a stand-up. That's what I'm supposed to do. So what am I supposed to do? Just secretly run into a room and write it down so you kill this motherfucker. So then I fucked up. So I had this other thing happen to me in Marshall Square Park. And Chris Cotton was coming out, and it was this.
You noticed there was this black.
There was this, well, there was this black shit because I'm walking through, and they're doing the rally, Black Lives Matter, and they're holding their Black Lives Matter, black. They're chanting Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Everybody's there, and they go, you know, if Black Lives Matter, raise your fist up. Which is, I mean, what are you? That's like if you like, you know, if you don't like people who suck kids' dicks, raise your fist up. It's like, oh, I gotta raise my fist up. I don't like it, but I don't want to hold my fist up. But I don't want to be the only guy that loves babies getting like, blown.
Hey,
right?
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Right. So everybody kind of raised
saddles. Nobody.
Everybody's okay. Like raised their fists up, but kind of like we have to. Like we, right? You know, yeah, we of yeah, course yeah, we. Yeah. But I'm, you know, I'm on a date. But now, I have to. Yeah, I like you. I like you too. Hang on one second. So then they go, Black Lives Matter. All right, on the count of three, if you believe Black Lives Matter, say Black Lives Matter 11 times.
And they were like, and you're just walking through the park at this point.
You literally heard people go, 11. So I thought that was hilarious.
That's really funny.
And I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to put it in my act. Yeah. And he goes, oh, he's doing material again.
Oh.
And I'm like, fucking Fiona. What? But then all night he's walking out every conversation I'm in, he's doing jokes. And you know that fucking Italian cocksucker fucking Tony's got. Now I'm afraid to like be funny. I was just being serious all night just in case he walked up. No, I think the political ramifications of you know what's going on in the communities. Fucking, what are you doing material? You doing, are you a satirist now? Cocksucker.
Satirist. Pianist.
Satirist. Bomb Dana.
Is my mic off?
I wish it was. No, you keep fucking, your mouth keeps changing vectors.
Tones? Now I'm too hot. Can you turn me down a little bit?
Hot. You are too hot.
There we go.
Anyways, like all right, lips. Joe, let's go. Well, you got a podcast? You got some chat every time? You got the chat up? What do you got?
We still got to hit with the most expensive shit you did.
I'm running the show.
Oh, did you just have a breakdown?
I got a certain amount of time. Listen to me. Here's the thing. I have a certain amount of time we have to fill. Gotcha. So I kind of, there's a method to my madness.
Got it.
When it goes down, I know when to bring it back up. We're going to go to.
Yeah. Damien, stop making it so clear that you're a better host than Bobby.
Not at all. I'm taking it over. I'm chilling.
You can have it. Just call, you know what, motherfucker? All right, what do you got?
Michael Van Heddle says, craziest thing Bobby ever bought? A medium shirt.
Aww.
That one's not bad.
That's not bad.
Pretty good. Yeah,
actually, I like it.
Could have worked for me as well.
I liked it.
Yep.
I'm not going to laugh at it and give me any fucking satisfaction.
Bobby, do you have any goal shirts? Do you still do that? I have goal shirts that don't fit me that I keep in my drawer that one
day.
Yeah,
I have one. I have goal pants and goal shirts.
Yeah, I have goal pants too. Yeah,
it says Listomania across it.
I do, yeah. I do. Oh my God, I hate the goal pants.
The goal pants are the worst because they make you feel the worst because when you try them on, you go, nope, not yet.
I've actually got violently mad at my wife when she's put the wrong pants in front of me. Oh, she bought me jeans. I bought you jeans. No, I'm not wearing them. Just try them on, see if they fit. And then I'm like, I don't want to do it because I'm going to get them up to my thighs. And then I'm going to know that I fucking used to fit in the. And I put them on. I get one leg in. I try to pull them up. She goes, just pull. I'm like, they don't fucking fit. And I snap and I throw them and then I fucking cry in the bathroom. I do. I cry in the bathroom like Sandler's kid in that fucking Spanish movie.
Spanglish?
Spanglish.
Spanglish.
You want one more?
Yeah. Well, sure. When I point to you, yes.
All right. Bricktop says, I like Scopo. I'm not sure why, though.
I love the way that Deepu reads them in character. Like he knows.
He has a little flavor to him.
No, he acts them out like Jimmy Fallon.
Well, I have to put on a hat and dance for it then.
What'd you say?
Oh,
first give it to him. Give him the bandana. Give it to him.
Don't you guys feel that way about Fallon? He dances a little too much, puts hats on, and... Oh, wait, no, you're on the business. Sorry.
He tried to rope-a-dope that bomb. I caught it. What the shit? I'm mad at you.
What else you got?
Adam Dale says, Don Lemon's really gone gangsta since he said the N-word on television.
That was terrible.
You said it on television?
No, I'm Damian Lemon.
No, Don.
That was,
that was Don Lemon. Don Lemon, CNN.
That was supposed to be Don.
I think he's talking
Lemon.
About.
What did he say? What did he say?
I think it's Don Lemon actually did say that on CNN, right?
He held up a fucking placard
that said "nigga" in all caps, and then underneath it says, "Does this offend you?"
Really?
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah. Was it? Wait a minute. Was it shadowed?
Like no, text? It wasn't a shadow. It was a regular font. It was more of like a Helvetica.
Was it? It was an improv bold font.
No, it wasn't Comic Sans either. It was a.
Was
full,
it lighting up? Going.
Nah, it wasn't.
It
wasn't
a Broadway
a
show.
That would have been dope. Nah, it's just regular nigga. And. He's Clem.
That'd be the greatest name for the podcast.
We could have just said that'd be a great name.
Just regular nigga. Don't do that.
And no, we're not gonna do that. You gotta get mine. So Joe.
Yes.
We are to you now. I would like to know, what is the most interesting thing you've ever bought?
Could you deliver your line, like, have you lower your head so it's behind the mic? Because the lips,
you can't
distracting.
Take it.
He's got an erection.
Look at those pens. This is like the Red Shoe Diaries.
I mean, they're really, what the hell is a Red Shoe Diary?
Joe. Hey, Joe.
What's Joe, a Red Shoe Diary?
Probably some dumb B movie he watched in the 80s.
That's exactly
Tom Hanks.
No, you've exactly you know it.
That's amazing.
No,
Tom Hanks is a Red Shoe Diary?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Tom Hanks is the man with one red shoe.
Like Tom Skerritt's in it or somebody like that.
It's a big difference between Tom Skerritt's in and Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Tom Hanks. Oh, no, you're thinking of the man with one red shoe.
Yeah, I was just fucking, hey, listen.
Yes.
Like an LL over there.
Yo, I put my jacket over a puddle. What do you got?
I would, if I could switch my girlfriend's lips with your lips, I would marry her today. Wow. I mean, those are great lips.
There you go.
I think we just found an episode title.
I wish I could, if I could change your mouth with soda's mouth.
Why soda's mouth?
I don't know. I had nothing.
I haven't purchased anything. I don't have any money, Bob.
Come on, you've bought
Here's
something.
What I did, though. Here's what I did. Here's what I just did. Yeah. My parents, we all go to Maine every year for a week, and this year I paid for the house.
Oh, that's really? What do you mean? How much
we
is
go
the
there
house?
For a week. It's
is it an A-frame?
It's $9,400.
Is it an A-frame on your
pitch?
You
are,
no,
well,
I'm joking.
You are making a lot.
I'm joking. It was like $1,200.
That's dope.
Real? For how long?
It's a week. It's a week house, and it's me and Sarah.
So it's not stable?
What do you mean?
It's a week house?
Oh boy!
How long ago did you book it though? Did you have to book it way in advance to get it?
They go there every year. They have to stay at the same house every year, so they have like a deal with the guy.
Before or after
you
want
to go to Maine?
I don't know. I've been to Maine. I like Maine. Man.
Maine's amazing.
Nice little lobster situation.
Beautiful.
There.
The only one syllable state.
Ooh.
Also has more coastline than California.
What are you, Gary Gulman? Are you working on a bit? It's the only one syllable. Wait a minute.
That's a good one. It does make you think though for a hot second. Like, is
fun
that
facts. So anyway, I paid for the house. So that was like my big boy purpose.
That
purpose,
is. Let me tell you something. That is an amazing thing that you did. I'll tell you why. Because your family has been
poor.
Is your family poor?
I don't want to talk about it on there, but you know, they're not doing great. They were very accepting of me paying for the house.
Shout out to GoFundMe.
why don't you take that T-shirt money and give it to your parents? For God's sake.
I'd like to get it. How do I get it?
Why don't I give it to you and then I'll just take it?
What does that mean?
That means I'll pay you cash. And I'll just take the money, the check.
You get
cash today.
Let's go back to Goodfellas. This reminds me of fucking, what the fuck I've been talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And then you look over to Leota. Yeah.
You know what? You're probably going to have to do that every year now. You probably stepped into a good old.
I'd be happy to do that.
That's a good thing to be able to do.
I hope that day comes where you can't do it. That 1 year in between stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, Joe, I got the place. You're
like, I moved us to a Ramada.
We're going to have to move it to Hampton Beach.
That's where my wife's from.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
a great fact.
Well, yeah, that was random. Yeah.
Hampton Beach. I used to love Hampton Beach when I was a kid.
I went for Dane there.
At the casino? At the ballroom, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Hampton Beach.
It was Hampton Beach.
It's nice. It's in New Hampshire. It's like 45 minutes from Boston.
I remember I was up there in my, 1968 Chevy Impala. 67 Chevy Impala my uncle gave me. Four doors, just a hunk of shit. It was like purple. It was red, but turned purple over the years.
Right before it came, it turned purple.
And I met some chick in the car next to me in traffic on the boardwalk street there. You know, it's block. I met this blonde. She was from Athol.
Yeah.
Remember Athol? It's way out in the country.
Yeah.
And so pretty, man. so gorgeous. I was in love. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I picked her up. We were both in different cars. And yeah. I go, give me a number. She gave me a number. I called her. We talked. I went all the way. She lived on a farm. She didn't have a TV.
Nice.
She had two little brothers and sisters. There was just a room with a wooden bench. Uh-huh. We walked out on the farm. I'm like, I'm going to marry a farm bitch. I'm going to marry a farm bitch. Yeah. Like, this is the best shit ever.
Right.
And we went out for lunch, and I got a salad because that's when I was dieting. I was really trying to get in a real shred because I gained, that was my first fat, my first real fat, and I was coming down off of it. I was eating salad. She goes, me too. I was like, really? She goes, yeah, I just dropped a little weight. I go, no shit.
Uh-oh.
And she shows me a picture of her. It was just this... brother, it wasn't even the same human being.
Wow.
This chick had brown hair, and it was in some fucking ponytail on the top of her head. And she was sitting there with a chip at a picnic table with a bag of chips.
The picture she shows people is her eating a chip.
She has a mouth. She was a fucking moose.
She's living another life.
So she lost like 100 pounds then.
She lost, yeah, 100 pounds.
She had
a chip in one hand, sad eyes, and then a hamburger in the other. On a hot day, you can see the sweat in her forehead. And I literally was like, look, like, what the fuck is this? And then we went into the woods and we started making out. And I remember I took her
Great movie, by the way.
I took her like titties out and they were fucking
long.
They were just fucking long.
Stretch marks. Dude, scarring.
Her back.
That was like a map of Athol.
Above her box was all fucking, it looked like she had like 9 kids. I remember gagging. I was like, oh. I was like,
oh no.
Oh,
it
man.
Was the fucking worst, man. I felt so, I was just like, shit. I was gonna marry you.
Magical first.
I swear to God,
I thought I was gonna be living on a farm. I was gonna quit the business. I was gonna live on a farm, raise a fucking cow.
I thought you would turn out to be a ghost. I didn't even realize. She used to be fat. The way you were saying, like, that you go back to the farm, you're like, she hasn't been here in 20 years. Like, I fucked a ghost, Robert Kelly.
Oh, shit.
That's great.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
Oh, this is a classic. Classic ep.
Oh, my God.
This is what you need. A couple of real good comedians, an Australian, and you get a good show. You know?
It's the old formula.
That is the old formula, actually.
Except that you'd be in that chair and whatever.
Have you heard from Kelly? Does she talk to you, Chris?
She actually sent me an email last night.
I did a podcast.
Okay, here's...
That was the first time I was on.
Here's where she went wrong, okay? Because look, we are New York City comedians. There's no bullshit with us. We can smell it a mile away. Last night when I, you know, he calling me on that horse shit, fucking dumb fan. Now, but this is the only thing that bugs me. Now that's his thing with me. He doing material? All right, stop. Yeah. We get it. 19 times is enough. Yeah. Move on, Fiona.
Well, that's an into a conversation. That's what that is.
Yeah, whatever.
Fiona. Fiona, yeah.
Whatever his name is. But he, you know, like Fiona. He immediately goes, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like I wasn't doing jokes. I just said something funny. But I should have just shut my mouth and took the hit and be like, whatever, right? Mm, and right. Then when Cotton came out, I said, hey, you're black. Can I talk to you? Uh-huh. I should have just fucking shut my fat pie hole. Uh-huh. But I didn't, you know. And we can just smell, you know, we call each other on our shit immediately.
Right.
And then, so I got this email last night. And can I read it?
Read it!
Should I read it?
Is it long? Is it really long?
It's no, because it's, I've we've
should we have Jason read it in his accent?
Hello, Bobby! Hello, Bobby! I love you to death!
Well, here's the problem.
Ginger
here's
and
the
who?
Problem. I love Kelly, first of all. Let me just say by
Ginger
saying
Ginger and
that.
Who?
Okay.
Your comic, Ginger.
Oh, Ginger Meggs.
Yeah. Ginger Meggs.
Okay, here we go. Ready? So, okay, listen to me.
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Ready? Focus.
All right.
Bobby, no, me. It is a kind of, it's short for her, but it's long. Ready? Hey, mate. Ugh, I literally want to throw my phone.
This is from Kelly.
That's the first two words.
Because I can just hear, hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Is she still overseas still?
Yeah, she's in Australia. Yeah, yeah.
Of course. I'm going a bit crazy here now, affirming why I left. I know you are super busy, but I would love to do a podcast with you. Yeah, that's what I have time for. More podcasts in my life. I've been doing a bunch lately with NYC people. We Skype and you just record your... She's telling me how you... I invented this shit, okay? Stop. And then email to me and I mix it. I know how it fucking works. I fucking have a podcast.
Can you reply to all of your emails like this forever? Just reply on the podcast.
But I know with the show coming out in 2 weeks... Okay. You're probably crazy. I'll leave it with you. See how you go. Okay, great. Now, here's where she loses me. Ready? Also, advice. Amy Schumer is coming to Australia.
22nd of July. Yeah.
I want to ask her to be on the show since you guys are mates. Do you have any advice on how to best approach her?
Do you have any advice?
She wants you to ask her.
Had a call for me.
Well, I mean, you put
that's what it sounds like.
You put the thing in front of me. Like, I want you to do my podcast. Like, that's some type of cake. And now I'm eating cake. And I'm like, this is good cake.
Also, book my podcast.
Do you mind if you clean my kitchen? Can you help me move?
Also, she doesn't know Amy too well.
No, but
Amy is not doing that show or any show.
Amy's not
that doesn't
doing,
pay under $30,000.
Amy's not were, doing my show.
No,
no,
no. I'm not gonna do it after last comic airs.
I hope.
I thought you were gonna ask.
I hope you make it all the way
to try to open for Amy or something like that. Are they gonna say that?
Well, look, here's the deal. You don't fucking ask another comic to ask a more famous comic friend of theirs.
Yeah.
To fucking hey, can you do me a favor? This is other comic. You just fucking let that shit happen.
No, it's
if you
meet ridiculous.
Them,
if can you get me on O&J?
Yeah, I can actually.
Sorry, I interrupted your thing.
Nah,
I'm an idiot.
Not at all. No, I'm glad. No, not at all. I'm glad you did. I need to be interrupted more on the show. That's the actual things I've been getting from the fans. No, but it's like, come on. You wanted the end part was the email. The beginning
right.
part was
she wrote the end part first, and then
yeah, and then right. she was like, "Oh, I can't do this. Just fucking say, can you help me get Amy on the show?" That's the email. Hey, I want Amy on my show. Can you help that? She's coming to town, and I reply, "No, go fuck yourself."
Is that what you did?
No, I never
just
replied.
Then,
I just
right
did right
then.
Now. She's listening.
Are you good at saying no?
I'll tell you why I'm not.
Okay,
people pleaser.
I'll tell you why I'm not. I'm a people pleaser, man. It's from my shitty, my mom's crappy. Fucking, you should do it. You should go. They want you. You ram it. And they don't. People don't care if you come or not. You can say no to people and they really don't give a fuck. Mm. If you, hey, well, can you want to go hang out? I can't. Okay. Mm-hmm. They'll find something else to do. We're adults. We're not little kids that get lonely. I mean, last night I was supposed to come in and meet this guy and he wasn't even here. I just stayed all night
Tinder.
Waiting.
Grindr.
That'd be Grindr. Sure.
It's Tinder.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah, so yeah, I have a problem saying no. I do.
Yeah.
I really do. That's my biggest problem. I let people in too fast, and I don't say no.
No. Scopo has a problem saying no. That's why I'm on the show.
That was fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
Can you blow your nose with this? I just want your DNA on it.
Can you just iron it onto your t-shirt?
I'll tell you what would please me is $279.33.
How is it 79? That was 70.
It was 279, right?
It was 277.
277.
You give him his cut.
Does that mean that every shirt is $279?
My mother bought it. That's why I'm paying for the house.
It's the most expensive thing I ever bought. Right.
What about you, Scopo?
I mean, hair gel?
I don't really have anything to buy, so I'm not going to have anything. I mean, I did buy...
You have a car?
It's leased.
I have a leased car, too.
But I did do something stupid. I was with Lewis, and I was only making like $250.
Well, there you go right there. That was
yeah,
there
it is. Exactly. There it is. I think I was making $250 for the gig, and then I went like shopping, or I was just walking around, saw a pair of sneakers. I was like, I need these sneakers. And then I bought them. It was like $125. So I spent half my money on the sneakers.
I once signed a Providence Comedy Connection check to a stripper.
Wow.
I did a show. I got $50 bucks. And I got two dances, and I signed the check over to her.
Hilarious.
Really, what a fucking cheap
how do you sign
stripper?
Over a check to somebody?
Oh, it was a lap dance.
Sign the back of it.
Just cash it.
Yeah, you endorse it. You write
what
to Damian Lemon
is where
and
she took
it. Or that's how I would sign it to
what?
You.
What good low-down strip club is where she took it?
I know.
Put it in a
Providence.
It's in Providence.
No, it's like a shithole.
Yeah, was this in the
80s? I get a check to me.
Yeah,
I signed the back of it. I give it to you. You can cash the check.
You could write pay to the order of Joe List or whatever and sign it.
On the back of the check.
What did you pay to the order of Sparkles?
Are you fucking shitting me?
I never signed a check over to anyone before.
It's not that common.
No, I don't think people do it like that anymore.
Really?
When was the last time you signed a check over to somebody?
I have to sign checks all the time to go to my management.
Business, but that's business stuff.
Hopefully today.
I'm talking about a real
But sign a check that's made out to you to somebody else.
Yeah,
he's saying.
I've never done that.
Right.
I did it. You? I did it at a deli once.
You signed a full check? God damn, Joe, what were you eating?
That equals out, actually. Me at a strip club and you at a deli.
I want that. Give me that.
Was it $7.50 for a sandwich?
I did it at a deli. I've done it at a bar before. You ever do it at a bar? Bars were known for doing it for like years and years and years.
Really? Yeah.
Where they'll cash checks for you. Wow. Sign it over a check. Yeah.
You ever see, it's very sad when you see an old lady at like the food store and she takes her checkbook out. And she's signing a check. It's weird to see that.
Old school. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not because every, I mean, you look at where, I mean, phones now are credit cards.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you know, watches are credit cards.
She has a rotary phone, you know that. At home.
But we're not talking about writing a check, though. We're talking about signing a check.
Oh, I know. I segued into it.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. I'm segueing into
to
checks.
Level.
You should buy one of those segues. That might be a good purchase.
Are you cheap in a strip club?
Cheap?
Are you a trick in a strip club? Do you spend a lot?
No, I don't spend much. Here's the thing for me with strip club. I haven't gone in a long time.
Can
but
you tell us the thing for you with strip club?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I don't. First of all, I've been broke all my life, but I just like seeing the girl naked. I don't like a lap dance. I don't really need a lap dance.
Okay.
I like the dollar. I sit at the stage and put a dollar, and the girl
right
there.
You sit right at the stage?
Yeah.
You'll sit there. You won't even walk up there. You'll sit there.
No, I'll sit at the stage and then they throw a dollar down.
And how often do you throw a dollar?
I do it every time they come, like every song.
Once a lap?
$1?
Once a lap?
Yeah.
Just $1?
Yeah, $1 per level. So $1 when they're clothed.
Per lap.
$1 when their tits are out. $1 when they're naked.
Well, that's decent.
So $3 per girl.
Now, do you give a closer? Like when they're leaving, do you throw another dollar down if you like them?
Maybe if they do something special or whatever. They take my glasses and rub them in their tits or whatever the fuck they do.
So basically, when they come out dancing, you give them a dollar. So
yes,
they'll notice.
Which a lot of guys don't do until they're shirtless.
So then you do titties, $1. That's $2.
Yeah.
Pussy, asshole, another $1.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when they're leaving, is it a $4 thing or $3?
Yeah, it's a $3.
It depends how they were.
Yeah.
So nothing on the exit. The last tip was ass and
on the back of the check.
Yeah, but usually they come. There's usually a guy over there. So when the girl comes to me, I put a dollar down. She does a little business, and then takes off. What's happening?
None of your business.
Oh, all right. You were pointing. So yeah, $3.
The curtain's supposed
but
to
I don't do a lot of lap dance situations because I think that's where you lose all the money.
That's you ever $20, $20, right?
Yeah, it used to be $20. It's $30.
I fucking hate strip clubs. I hate them. And I fucking think it's to go to a strip club is the fucking dumbest thing you can
too.
Do as a man.
Me too. I never
because
go
inside one. I've dated strippers. They fucking hate you.
Yeah.
They think you're a fucking piece of fat meat, mm-hmm. and they all that you're just a money to them, and they fucking and to go in there and to suspend reality like it's some science fiction movie mm-hmm. is fucking horseshit to me.
Right.
They fucking hate you. They're dating some asshole that is way better than you physically and financially, and they want nothing. And the ones that do maybe like you are fucking lunatics. They have hopes and dreams of like somehow they're, you know, I'm going to be in real estate. I'm going to be there. This is just temporary. Own that you're just a fucking, you're using your pussy and your titties to make cash, a lot of it, and just own that. Stop telling me that I'm doing this for something else. Because it's bullshit.
But I think some girls do that.
Who?
I think there's a lot of girls that, like in college towns, they pay for their school.
Yeah,
so they make a lot of money.
But most of them don't.
Most of them don't.
I had a buddy who used to think he could take this. Every time we'd go, he was going to take the stripper home.
Oh, yeah. Save
and then one thing goes, you think I should ask her if she needs a ride home? And I'm like, yes, do it.
She seems like she really likes you.
And then he goes up and he asks her, and she backs away from him like a cartoon.
Well, no, like if you step over a line, it's like, wait a minute. You just showed your fucking box to me for $3.
Yeah.
Right? And then I said, do you want me to give you a ride home? And I'm scary. I'm the pervert.
Yeah.
I'm fucking out of line. I don't think I'm really out of line for thinking that maybe you just pretended you liked me.
Yeah.
You winked
it's
at
not
me.
That
you smiled.
Crazy.
You flirted with me with your pussy out. With you just rubbed your pussy
with your pussy out.
On my reading glasses.
You know what happened to me once? I went to a strip club in Long Island, New York called Taste of Honey. Okay.
Oh, I know exactly what that is. Yeah.
You thought it was a donut shop?
You walked where he signed over his check.
And I went and I got a strip club from this black chick that was, this is like 15 years ago, and she was gorgeous, yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. And in the middle of it, she's like, "You're cute. You look like a guy I went to school with." It turned out I went to college with her.
Yep.
It was a girl I went to college with. Oh, she was in my sociology class.
Yeah.
And then we just started talking, and half the song was done. So literally, we're talking for half the song, and I still had to pay her at the end.
Oh, wow.
It's like the worst thing ever.
Her degree did not work out, huh?
Yeah.
That happened to me in Rhode Island twice. Twice.
You knew the stripper?
Well, there was a girl I knew. I used to go to this tanning salon, Sexy Bobby. Used to go to a tanning salon.
Sexy Bobby.
And she used to work there, and we became really good friends. And no, seriously. And so I went up one day, and I went to strip club Cheetahs in Rhode Island, my favorite strip club if I was going to go to anyone, because they were just fucking dirty girls. And she was there. She popped her. I didn't know. She just all of a sudden popped her fucking head out the corner. Titties came out. She looks at me like, she went, "Bobby." And she ran off stage. And she asked me to leave. She's like, I can't do this.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
So I had to leave, and I was all bummed out. Second time,
that's hilarious.
I brought my friend for his bachelor party.
For the strip club.
Fucking Joe Iannetti. I brought him up to Cheetahs for his bachelor party. We're sitting there. This girl comes out. Oh, my God. Smoking. Puts her head between her legs to show me your asshole. It's this fucking chick I knew from DY when I was in juvie hall. When I got out, I went and spoke in front of the Congress and Senate with this girl. And we wound up fucking
dope.
We wound up fucking in her hotel
that night.
No. We were both like, she was like, I think she was 18. I was 19. Uh-huh. She had turned 18.
This
like
is when
a
you
day
went
ago.
That means 18 and 14.
This is when you went to speak, or this is at the strip club?
We went to speak at the Senate.
Okay.
We're at the I just met her. We flew in together, but I didn't know. We were sitting at the table, Italian Japanese.
Yeah. Okay? Wow.
So I'm at
the
dinner.
Axis of Evil.
I'm at
in 1944.
I'm having dinner at the Cannon Building in Washington D.C. with the Congress and the Senate. I'm talking 200 of them, sitting with Janet Reno.
Wow.
Okay. And
she's a cock blocker.
Robert Kennedy's daughter.
Wow.
Right. And a couple
Rory.
Of senators, right? What's that?
Rory?
No, Kathleen, I believe. So I'm sitting there. I mean, this is the most craziest shit I've ever done in my life, okay?
Yeah.
And me and her are just sitting there looking at each other with fuck eyes.
Dope.
She's flirting with me the whole time. Janet Reno's asking me. I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking Mrs. Reno. Just like my dad. We have counselors that took us, like, from the places we're in.
Yeah.
And we went back to the room. We're like, we're just going to watch TV. She was in pajamas.
Dope.
She goes, we're just going to watch TV together. Like, okay, guys. All right, well, don't stay up too late because we got to fly. Okay. As soon as they left,
I was
just finger blasting her in the bathroom. She was just sucking my dick, going, oh, no, I shouldn't. And then going, like, like it was like me with like a popsicle. You know what I mean? Like a fudgicle. You're like, I shouldn't. It's no sugar, no grain. And it was crazy. Dude, crazy.
Wow.
So never saw her again.
Yeah.
I'm at the strip club. She pops her legs through her fucking head. She's stripping.
Wouldn't it be great if after that blowjob she gave, that was the downward spiral right there?
Jesus Christ. She wound up fucking being pimped out for a while.
By Janet Reno.
Did I ever tell you that?
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. Black jokes matter.
They've been waiting all day for this. Go ahead, get it out of here.
Everybody with me. Black jokes
black
matter.
11 times.
Say it 11
black
times.
Jokes
black
matter. 11
jokes
times.
11 black
times.
Jokes matter. 10.
Black jokes matter.
Did I ever tell you the one with Micah's shirt? My friend Micah and I were at a strip club in Zachary's down in Mashpee. You ever go there?
Terrible.
Zachary's. I know Mashpee, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like Fuddruckers.
Zachary's.
It's called Zachary's. It's still there.
It's the worst name for a strip club I've ever heard.
A fucking fudge bar.
Ice cream place. Yeah.
It's a horrible strip club.
Zachary's. Wait, we're going to strip club? Where are you going? Zachary's.
But it's a good name because that way you can be like, we're going to Zachary's. And people are like, oh,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, those gay guys are going to Zachary's.
It does feel like a gay strip club.
Micah and I are there like during the afternoon. We're the only two guys in there. And we're sitting there, and the stripper comes up, and we're just goofs. We're being silly. This is years ago. And the girl comes up, and Micah just goes, hi, Linda. Like he's just trying to be funny. And yeah. she's like, how do you know my name? He just nails it. Yeah. She's like, how do you know my name? And I go, you have a nice house. And the lady, she got so freaked. Oh, she like freaked out and like backed up and told. And they threw us out of the club. The guy's like, you guys should. Gotta go.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I remember I used to go to strip clubs in Boston with Patrice and he used to heckle them.
Oh my God.
Like, yo, bitch. What's up with your shins?
Who goes after shins?
She'd be like, specific
she'd be
heckle.
Like, she'd be like, what's wrong with my shins? No, man. You got a little thin leg. What the fuck happened to that leg? That leg's different than that. What? And then explain it. When I was a kid, there was something actually wrong with her. You know what I mean?
He's drudging up the deepest, darkest secret she has.
I just can't stand them. I'd rather just, if I was going to be a creep, I'd rather just go get a hand job.
They're only worth while in your 20s. That's when you
but
go.
But when are they, for what though? What do you, I don't get.
First time I got it, I was like, wow, this is crazy.
But okay, you're seeing a chick naked. But if you're fucking, you're seeing chicks naked.
Right.
You're getting to fuck.
Well, I wasn't fucking.
I just don't get it that these guys love strip clubs. Like fucking love them.
I know.
And I don't fuck.
I think it's a misconception. I think that's half bullshit. I think that's almost like a thing. They don't want to seem like they're.
It's such
gay
a creepy vibe,
but,
though. Here's the thing. You go to a place where you don't talk to your friends, and you just a bunch of guys sitting there watching a chick get naked.
She's
so disconnected.
Right. She looks
she's like a Brazilian hooker. They're just looking in the mirror at themselves, watching themselves spin and dance.
Yeah.
They're literally disconnected from what the fuck they are doing.
Well, here's
so now you have to see this girl just looking at herself in a mirror, and you're supposed to throw money at her. And if you don't give her money, she's going to give you a fucking attitude. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And if you do give her money, she's going to pretend like you. And now you think you actually have something. You're still going to go home going, fuck, I got nobody. I'm nothing. Yeah. Or you can just go pay a hooker to suck your dick for half the money.
It's true.
Here's my two cents. May I put my cents in?
Yeah, half.
Bub,
you have them.
Yeah,
half.
Well, I'm talking.
How much you throwing at the strip club?
I'm talking about like a $20 hooker.
Oh, okay, you know? Well, there you go.
That fucking chick on this
disabled hooker.
I want the hooker with white stuff in the corner of her mouth.
Hooker with bad shin.
Yeah, like palette, yeah, a hooker with palate.
A hooker with dirty knuckles.
He's talking about Zachary. That's what he's talking about.
Go ahead.
Here's my two cents, and I haven't gone to a strip club in a long time, a couple years now.
Well, I wish it was your fucking 272, whatever it was.
279.
Thanks.
33.
Anyways, you guys.
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead.
Great. My always thing was like the strip club. I wasn't one of these guys that goes there and be like, I'm gonna score a girl and I'm gonna try to fuck a hooker and I'm gonna get a hard on and jerk off or whatever the fuck. I'd go there. We're all hanging out drinking beers, so we'd go. Mm-hmm. I usually go during the day.
Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry for everybody listening that I keep doing that. My sinuses are so bad. They're so fucking bad. I have such a crazy fucking crazy headache, and I apologize for doing that for the people listening. It's gross to certain people. It's gross to me sometimes. So go ahead.
So we would go there, and we're gonna be hanging out anyways. Yeah. So we would go during the day. Would always go to the the ones there, the one in Everett and the other one King Arthur's.
Yep, King Arthur's. First of all, King Arthur's is the worst.
The worst.
It's terrible names.
You have a fly over a city, and you see all those gas. The oil big thing and the gas and the flame come and
like
the pipes.
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yeah. Okay, put a strip club in the middle of that. No joke.
Right. Wow.
In the middle of that, there's a strip club called King Arthur's.
That's
like
hilarious.
Literally.
You're driving through the flames and fucking oil and and all of a sudden King Arthur's and you're like, you gotta be kidding me. And you go in and it's the worst.
You gotta be kidding me.
Jersey?
You gotta try to pull a sword out of a pussy or something?
There was a place in Long Island called Bear Necessities.
Hang on 1 second. I'm sorry, one second. I didn't miss that.
You cut off my bomb.
What did you say?
I said, King Arthur's, what are you gonna go in there and try and pull a sword out of the pussy or something?
That would have been funny.
If it was funny.
No, it was funny.
That saved it, actually. That was good.
I actually thought it was funny, dude.
It was bad delivery.
Here's your confidence fucked you up.
It did, right?
Because you went, if you pull a sword, and you looked at me, sold out of the TV. And you looked at me. You should have waited till Santa was done talking. And then you go like, you get
fucked it.
King Arthur's where you're pulling swords out of the pussy. Then it would have, like, and, yeah, go ahead.
I fucked it. I'm sorry.
Could have done well. Yeah.
What were we going to say there, small hat?
No, I was going to say. The tiny hat? What? I can't like, wear a flat
It's like
hats.
One of those Babe Ruth hats.
No, like there used to be a place.
A goal hat.
There was a place in Long Island
that's
called.
That's credit card hat. Yo, fill this out.
How'd I get that?
Fuck you. You're dumb. When you fill out the credit card form, you get a free hat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, oh, I said credit. That's why you didn't get it.
Well, that's a good one. Right.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to talk about the strip club now.
No, you got to.
It was called Bear Necessity. By the way, you're shitting on Zachary's. This place is called Bear Necessity.
Yeah, but that B-A-R-E, sounds like a strip club. B-A-R-E Necessities. It makes sense.
Bear Zachary's and fucking King Arthur's. This shit sounds like a comic book spot.
Bear Necessity sounds like an old fat gay guy's.
Sounds like a gay club.
No, that's Zachary's.
Bear Necessities sounds more like a gay club than Zachary's.
If you spell it B-A-R-E, bear.
All right, guys, we gotta speed this up because my belt buckle is digging into my fat. That's when I know the show's about over, when I can't take the pain anymore from my belt.
Right. The painful sundial.
That's a two-hour fucking show when my belt buckle is digging into my fat. What do we got in the chat room?
Nothing.
Ah, fuck them.
What?
I got nothing ready to go.
Go to the fucking chat room. How many fucking times? Deepu, just read something.
Upstairs neighbor says, credit card hat. Like you get a free hat when signing up for the card.
That's good.
Was it?
Exact thing he said.
No, it was terrible, but yeah. I'm not going to go against you because I don't want you to be right. What else you got, dude?
Andrew Jackson says, but Bobby's on fire right now.
That's a good one. Why can't we get good stuff? Why does it always be mean shit? You
people doesn't
want
to say that.
No,
I just like the way he reads the chat. I'm kind of addicted to it. Go ahead, read one more.
Upstairs neighbor says the video has been out of sync for the last 30 minutes.
What?
Well, get a better fucking internet feed.
Upstairs neighbor.
Is that us or them?
I think it's on their end.
Okay, what else you got?
Buddy C. Buddy says, just reload the page if the video feed is lagging.
This is
a fucking tech help website.
FAQ.
My chat room is like Best Buy chat room.
Is this the AOL guy?
All right, man. Listen, wow. You guys are fucking, this flew by, man. This is a fucking great show. We're going to wrap it up. We got a few minutes here, but let's go around the room. We know what you have.
What do I got? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
What the fuck is that?
I got San Diego Comic-Con next week.
I'm there.
Oh, no shit.
I'm fucking there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Me too.
Where are you at a booth?
Yeah, I'm signing at the Universal booth on Thursday. And I'm at the National Cartoonist Society for the
Can
four
I
days.
Come see you? Are you going to give me something?
Yeah, I'll give you something.
Will you sign something for me?
I give something for those lips.
Can you get Amy Schumer on her podcast?
Let me give her a call. She's a friend of mine, yeah.
Get hands off. What's it called? Keep your hands off.
Get your hand off it.
What does that mean? I don't get that.
It means like if you're getting a bit ahead of yourself. Listen, if it means you're getting ahead of yourself, like it's like, I'll get your hand off it.
It's an Australian thing.
Yeah.
All right, listen, here's the deal. If you listen to my show, you remember Kelly Festuca, go check out her podcast. Go check it out. Give her some support and maybe tell Amy, you guys, the fans, tell Amy that she should go on Kelly's podcast. Hey, Kelly, baby. I can't.
That was a rousing endorsement.
Well, here's the deal. Go listen to her podcast and check her out, support her. But I'm not asking, hey, right. Amy, would you? No.
She also emailed President Obama as well after Mark got that on, so.
Oh, hilarious. Very ambitious.
Oof. How great would it be if he did it?
Seriously? He fucking did it? Yeah.
He flew there and did
Kelly
it.
Fischuga.
Barry!
She wants to. Kelly Fischuga comes back to New York shredded and famous. Yeah. I would literally point to Scopo and go, ah.
She was throwing you some rhythm.
You'd see fucking Louis J. Gomez going, Kelly, I could open for you if you want to come on hammer fisting. Alright, so Comic-Con next week.
Comic-Con next week.
I'll be there.
Great, I'm doing a table read at The Simpsons the following week up in LA.
Wow. Are you going to be on the show?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say. That's all I'm allowed to say at the moment, but shit. Follow me on Twitter and you can see more shit.
Ooh. So I'm glad we're friends now.
Yeah, that show's peaking right now.
We're friends, right?
Yeah.
Deepu. Nice job, Deepu.
Deepu. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Deepu.
Wow.
nice. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice. I need to set one from
good luck,
court.
Jason, at the buzzer. Thanks, yeah, I'm sitting here in right field right now. Yeah.
I bet you somebody wrote it in the chat room. Deepu says,
I do have some thoughts of my own if you ever want them.
Wow, you're fucking really taking it down. Would you go to Rich Voss School of Comedy? all right, so yeah, check it out. I saw him in the fucking streets, and I'm like, you got to come on the show. I go, you got to stop.
He's a hobo.
The way he does Instagram.
So bad at Instagram.
He posts like 19 photos.
Yeah, I'm bad.
At a bing, 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 bing,
bing. I'm amazing on Instagram. Joe List Comedy.
I'm real bad
comedy.
At it.
You're not that
too.
Good.
What?
D Lemon Comedy.
Are you crazy?
D Lemon Comedy.
Yeah, I'm pretty good as well.
What's your Instagram?
Mine is Jason Chatfield, and my Twitter is Jason_Chatfield.
Okay, there you go. What do you got?
Where am I at? I'm at a good old Stand Up New York on Thursday.
Right.
I'm at doing comedy at Central Park on Sunday.
With a bucket?
Maybe. It might be. Me and
gather round. Gather round.
Showtime. And then I got
put your hands up.
I'm at the Cello on Friday night, too. So
I'm here Friday night.
Friday night, so I'll probably see you. I'm going to be the last motherfucker.
Make sure right now you go to Comedy Cellar. Deepu.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ, man. Deepu, you got these at the merch table.
Go
to riotcast.com. You can buy one of these lovely Robert Kelly live at the Village Underground. And Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, go to the Village Underground right at the door there. You can buy one of these lovely Comedy Cellar shirts, which I have one of.
There you go.
And you can purchase them. 20-something bucks, I think. Or you're going to go to the Comedy Cellar online and get these shirts. So there you go. So come see us this Friday night at the Comedy Cellar.
There you go. And then I got a podcast called In the Conversation. So check that out.
Really? And who's that with?
That's me, my man Vladimir Camano, and Ali Muhammad, man. These are some friends of mine. It's good
wow.
shit.
That's a fucking scary show.
Absolutely.
Vladimir and Muhammad.
They're going to blow up.
They're going to blow up
soon. How many fucking Google searches you get? I'll be attached to that show.
It's like a watch list show.
Yeah, I know. Shit. I'm going to fucking not be. They're going to take my TSA approved away if I do
this. I know.
I had no hope for that line.
It made it through.
I had no hope.
What do you got, Sandy?
I have
besides cookies.
I do have cookies. I have a whole sleeve of cookies.
You get no
a
better.
Column. I have a column. A column of cookies. I have I'm at Shawnee Time on
You're secretly you have a gay
Zachary.
Life.
That
you
is
never
problem.
Told anybody.
You knew that already. I've said that before.
When you say it, it makes me giggle. I'm at Shawnee Time. Like you're a gay clown.
That's worse than Zachary's.
You know, on Instagram I have bears follow me on Instagram.
You should look at you.
Yeah, I know.
You should. You should have bears and real bears follow you through the woods because they can smell donuts.
No, but I'm at Shawnee Time on Instagram and Twitter. And then I'll be at the Cellar on Friday as well.
Do face painting on weekends? Hey, it's Shawnee Time. I want to be Gene Simmons from Kiss. Go ahead. Too far.
And then I
that just didn't add up.
That's
one joke too many.
That was my first face painting thing at Tufts Park at Spice of Field.
Yeah, in 1966.
I'm not in my 50s, you jack fuck. What else you got?
No, I'll be the Cellar this weekend, and then
I'm here too.
And thank you. And then
so will
at
I.
The end of July, I'll be at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin.
One of my favorite clubs.
Yeah, my first time there. I'm excited.
Listen
man.
To me about that. You been there, Dame?
Yeah, I was just there like 2-3 weeks
okay.
ago.
That club, the hotel's awesome. Right down the street. The club's great. Okay.
I heard you like fucking tornadoes. For the steak piece.
You go to Tornadoes for the steak
that
place,
that shit is
man.
Bananas, yeah.
The ribeye over there, you got to get there early. It is fucking off. It's like going back in time.
Oh, really?
Like Frank Sinatra would go there.
Oh, wow.
With Dean and Sammy could go, too.
I got to check it out.
Sammy could go.
Sammy could go. That far back. Make an exception for yeah. Sammy.
It was in the north.
What'd you say?
It was in the north.
Okay, got it.
And then can I say I have
I
a
love
podcast
that he
as well.
Did a Civil War joke on my show. It was you have a podcast. What's it called?
My Dumb
Cupcakes
Friends.
And Lovers.
My Dumb Friends. It's called Bear City. No, it's called
what's it called?
My Dumb Friends.
Sugar's your friend.
Bear City.
I've been on your fucking show.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
You fucked me.
I did not fuck you. We didn't. How do
your
I fuck
sound
you?
Guy fucked me?
Well,
because I'm on the show. It's the 100th episode. I finally go. You go. I do it. I come in, I fucking run over there, I park my car, I go, and the fucking sound system stinks.
I know. And the room it did. It recorded fine. It recorded well. Recorded good, dude. I'm telling you. It came out good, the recording.
And I thought I was on the whole show. You had me on for 10 minutes.
I got you out of there. You want? Come on. You didn't want to stay for an hour and a half.
I talked to you. I always look to the side.
We had you on for 25 minutes.
You
That's
had me
perfect.
On for fucking 25 minutes. I thought I was doing an hour. Yeah, Giannis Papa's waiting in the wings like he's better than he closed.
I got you out of there. You know you
wouldn't get me out of the sound suck. You got me out of there quick. Joe, what do you got there? Gorgeous hair.
Hey, dog.
That's about it.
I'm making my triumphant return to comics at Foxwoods, July 30th.
Oh my God.
Through August 1st.
That's a journey.
Jesus Christ. And how many days are you there?
Rooster T. Feathers out in Sunnyvale.
Okay. Where's that?
By San Fran. About an hour from San Fran, next to Stanford and all that nonsense.
Cool club.
San Jose. I don't know.
Heather or some shit. I think her name is Heather.
Rooster T. Feathers.
Is it a good place?
Great place.
It's fun.
September 17th through the 20th. And, Nelly, Rumors in Winnipeg, that'll be October
that's a lovely 6th town.
Through the, I'm there for a month and a half.
There's nothing much going on in that town. Yeah, I'll be in a great club, though.
I'll be in a basement in Winnipeg next to a fucking Starbucks. You know the whole town's underground, right?
No.
In the winter.
Brother, in Wait, the what? Winter, if you yeah. go, any hotel, like I'm in the hotel, right? You go downstairs to the basement, you walk, and it's the mall. All the stores are underground because it gets so fucking windy and cold up there that everything's underground.
Montreal has that too.
The tunnels, yeah. Montreal. But Montreal, they did it a little cooler.
Yeah.
Everything's up, but you can go down to come up.
Yeah.
Winnipeg, it's kind of like everything's down.
Winnipeg, there's like an
crazy.
Applebee's and the
Winnipeg
club,
reminds me of like, you know when they did sci-fi movies back in the like 70s? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it was
like
bad.
What that would be now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what it is. It's like walking through a 70s sci-fi set. That's what the stores look like.
Everybody through?
Yep.
I also have a podcast, very, very successful podcast.
Tuesdays with Murray.
Tuesdays with Stories.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, tonight, if you want to plug Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll, we'll have a...
It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and I don't like that you took... All right.
It's Tuesdays with on? Stories. And we'd love to have you on, but you're not going to come on. Give me. Let's be honest here.
When do you want me to go on?
100th episode.
We have 100 episodes. But anyways, Tuesdays with Stories, and hit me up on Twitter at Joe List Comedy and Instagram. I'm killing it over there. At Joe List Comedy.
All right, I got a headache. What do you got, Scopo? Go to Deepu. Deepu, what do you got first?
Oh, you can follow me at R2Deepu on social across the board. I'm also broadcasting on Periscope and on Twitch, and I also archive all the broadcasts on YouTube, so you can check those out.
Okay, and from now on, he's going to make mine bigger than his on that. Go back to that last screen, please.
That shot?
Yeah, you do not. You're not bigger than me.
This is just like, you know, handicap.
You are never bigger than me, Scope. What's your name again?
Deepu.
Deepu has his camera literally this big, and everybody else is like this big.
I'm in widescreen. He's in like letterbox right now.
All right. Okay. What do you got for you, Scopo?
Uncle Vinny's July 31st and August 1st. I'll be there featuring.
Great.
Cool.
With
and
who?
And I don't know. There's some guy. Well,
that's
I've
good,
never
man.
Heard of him.
You're getting out of your box. You're doing it on your own.
Yeah. And then follow me on Twitter at Chris Scopo. And then Bobby's dates. July 16th, 17th, and 18th, Gotham Comedy Club in New York. Get those tickets.
Yeah.
They can do a screening. The 16th, you should do a screening.
We're doing a screening on the 14th. They have the premiere party on the 14th. I don't think they're doing a screening. But we're going to Comic-Con the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. Come back on the 13th. And then the 14th, we do the premiere party in New York City. For sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And then that weekend I'm working at Gotham. The show comes out.
Yeah, you should do like a premiere of the 16th.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I'll just call FX now. Well, fuck you. I can't.
No, it's going to air on TV.
Yeah, on the 16th, buddy, yeah. I can't. I don't have fucking. I can't just do premieres.
You can't just get prints of it.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Are you in this business at
no,
all?
No, it's. It, the
you
show,
sound like my
show,
mother.
Wait,
the
you show
sound
comes
like
out.
My mother. You should just get on Rosie. You, is Rosie? That was my favorite. Can you get the audience? Then you'll become a star. She'll notice your aura. Shut
no. The show
oh,
comes
please.
Out, what, July 6th? You should go into the basement room and air it on the TVs in the bar.
Yeah, because I can just get, I have the rights to it. You can't just
you don't
get
need rights. It's going to air on TV.
Let's put it on the TV.
You want me to go, I'm doing shows.
There's one show that night.
I, on Thursday night?
I think so.
Oh, all right. Maybe we will then. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Well,
maybe I'll do it with Last Comic Standing, July 22nd on NBC. NBC.
My belt buckle is killing me.
Mine is too.
All right, go ahead. What else?
Then you're at the Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey, Ba-bing. July 24th, 25th, and Governors, August 7th. In Bohemia, and then August 8th in Belmore.
I'll be at Senators.
Wow.
Make sure you go to RobertKellyLive.com. Please check out all my dates there. Get your tickets in advance. Make sure that you, all you guys listening, you come to the shows. Support all these guys. Go to their shows live, whether it's in the city, at some fucking weird shithole, or it's at a beautiful theater, wherever the fuck it is. Go to these shows. Go up to them after. Say you heard them on the YKWD. Come up to me. Make sure, you know, you guys let me know that you guys are fans of the show. The show's been growing every single month. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I thank you guys. I thank you comics for fucking coming on. You guys are the funniest motherfuckers around. This is a great show. Best crowd in the fucking world. Best fans in the world. You know what, dude? We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.